It's time for TWiT This Week in Tech. We've got a great panel for you. John C. Dvorak, Robert Herron's back, Liz Gaines from All Things D. We're going to talk about the Apple Maps fiasco. And John has a recipe for getting rid of cockroaches. You've just got to hear. It's all coming up next on TWiT.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android.
Video bandwidth for TWiT is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT This Week in Tech, episode 373, recorded September 30th, 2012. A View to Die For. This Week in Tech is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix. All you need is a webcam and a click to turn your online meeting into a high-definition video conference. Meet with colleagues anywhere in the world, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code TWiT. And by Carbonite Online Backup. Automatic, continuous, unlimited backup for your computer files. Just $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code TWIT and get 2 bonus months with purchase. And by the new Squarespace. Squarespace introduces a new content management system, making it faster and easier to create a high-quality website or blog. Plus, more than 50 new features, including mobile responsive designs. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, visit squarespace.com and use the offer code TWIT9. And by audible.com. Sign up for the Platinum Plan and get 2 free books. Go to audible.com/twit2. And don't forget to follow Audible on Twitter. User ID audible_com. It's time for TWiT This Week in Tech, the show that covers your weekend tech news and everything that's happened in the weekend before you. The analysis, the depth, in-depth thinking and pondering and explication and what it all means. We wait to the very bitter end of the week, the last possible moment, and then we gather, we convene, and we analyze. And we have a great panel to do that for you, starting all the way to my right with Mr. John C. Dvorak. I want to thank you for filling in for me while I was gone.
Ah, yes. That was great fun.
Oh, boy. I got all the tweets.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
You sucked.
Did Rob Enderle actually say the iPhone should be sold on the same shelf as Tampax?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the Twitter
was... cranky geeks crowd.
It was great. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate it. Did you like the bottle of wine we got for you? Was that okay? It better be. It cost an arm and a leg.
It was for people out there when I was at 95 Duhart Milone, as far as I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, no, you know. You probably took it from your own case, right?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, that's
right. From the cellar of Leo Laporte. As is this fine...
2 years you start drinking it.
Is that really 2 years?
Maybe three.
17 years old now. It's older than my son.
Was it 95 or 2005?
Oh, maybe it was 2005. Yeah, then we should wait. Robert Herron, good to see you. An original TWiT. Haven't had you on in ages. It's about time.
Always a pleasure.
Robert works for Revision 3 still, yes?
Yeah, contract work for them.
And you also have your own business.
Totally. Working for different manufacturers, helping make better products that people buy.
There's a story for you today, which is that the Japanese television companies are tanking. We'll talk about that.
Well, wait, before you go on, can you get us a deal?
I know.
What good is it?
What's the website?
Herron Fidelity.
Yeah. See, it says that on the screen if you're watching the video.
And pardon the mess on the front page right now. There's like 3 articles in the works. So
you're busy, busy guy.
I am.
Also with us from All Things D, it's great to have Liz Gaines back once again. Thanks for coming all the way down here. Up here.
Yes.
I don't know where we are. Up?
Yes. Up. I actually used the new
Did you maps use Apple Maps? And did you find
time.
It?
I did. I didn't come exactly on time, but I think that was because I was trying not to be distracted.
Also, it also says Petaluni.
Yeah, I said Pasadena first, which was my error. I didn't go.
You
that
said
way,
I want to go to Pasadena.
I said,
I'm glad
Twit
you did.
Studio Pasadena, and it said, "Sorry, we don't have your Twitter credential yet."
Oh boy, that's not good.
Yeah.
Then you said Twit Studio Petaluma, and did it actually know?
No, it still thought that I wanted to tweet about it.
Yeah, this is a problem, and you know what? I can finally sue Twitter because of Siri. Because we predate Twitter. And now I could say Siri's confused, so this must be a problem.
Yeah, so I don't know what the command is. I tried get directions twit and didn't like that either. So then
navigate to where the hell am I?
Yeah,
Siri's weird that way because, like with the Android phones, there's like a rigid syntax that you're supposed to use. But Siri, they
it's
want
trying
you,
to be more flexible.
They want you to kind of just try stuff
but
until
then
it
I
works.
Don't know. Yeah.
But then you don't know.
But I did say Siri, can you get me there? And it said yes, Liz, and that was nice. But then it didn't get me.
That made you feel better.
Yeah.
Lies.
Somebody called the radio show today and asked me if they could, if there was a way to get a Siri not to have a female voice. I said, yeah, you could use a British or the Canadian voice. That's male. And B, if I could get it to say profanity. She said, my husband wants an iPhone, but unless he can swear in his text messages, he doesn't want it.
And I, what kind of a guy is this?
So I looked it up, and of course, Gizmodo has an article on how to make Siri swear.
Oh, excellent.
So, and one way is to change your name to, you know, Mother Fletcher Chickenhead, and it will say that.
Yeah, or you could, Your Majesty, or whatever.
Yeah. So it just says Liz. Huh? Nice. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess it logged into my Apple account.
Oh, you see. You
I don't know.
Quickly
I did the big upgrade today from 4 to 5, so.
Today you did it?
So I'd never had Siri before, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you like her?
It's good.
Getting along?
Yeah. I haven't scratched it yet.
You got a case. I can't believe you found
a case.
For one day.
Yeah.
He's bragging about not scratching it already.
I know.
So Apple's done something I think
is great.
Close to unprecedented. There may be another case of Apple apologizing. But, of course, anybody who's following tech news knows that the Apple Maps have disappointed some. Somebody sent me an email. I said last week that Apple Maps worked well in China, and I was saying that from an article that said it surprisingly works well because they got better data. And then somebody sent me an article said, well, I live in Chongqing, and it's terrible.
Yeah, it depends on the data.
Yeah, well, it's data
depends dependent. On the source of the bogus information.
And the other issue, of course, is that Apple has to match information from disparate sources, Yelp, TomTom, other data sources, and has to get it all together. And Google's got a lot of experience doing this. Does anybody remember, was Google Maps this bad when it came out?
No.
No.
It was good out of the box.
Yeah.
They also invested early on in companies like the satellite imagery companies as well.
And so did Apple. Apple bought 3 mapping companies a couple of years ago.
Google Maps
and they've had over
the
3,000 engineers working on this.
So it had a little more heritage.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think people were using it for turn-by-turn directions when the first day it came out,
right.
You know.
Well, Tim Cook writes on the Apple website, to our customers at Apple, we strive to make... I should get the Tim Cook puppet.
Where is it?
I got to get Brian Hogg on the line. He made one for us for the
Oh, end. You didn't get it yet.
Well, he has it.
He sent over the templates for us to make
our
own.
Oh, we could print our own?
Yeah, let's just hold the show for a few
hours. Could you just print some Tim Cook puppets?
Right.
Get a sewing machine.
And then and then we'll come back with this funny
joke.
He
sent us a template?
Yeah, he emailed it over. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
So we can make our own. Yeah.
We should put that on the web.
It's great.
At Apple, we strive to make world-class products that deliver the best experience, blah, blah, blah. With the launch of our new maps last week, we fell short on this commitment. We're extremely sorry for the frustration this has caused our customers. We're doing everything we can to make maps better, which apparently involves having you fix it. There are over 100 million iOS devices using the new Apple Maps, with more and more joining us every day. In just over a week, iOS users have searched for 500 million locations. He doesn't say whether they found them. The more our customers use our maps, the better it will get. And we greatly appreciate the feedback we've received from you. And a number of people have said, it's not our job to fix Apple's bad maps. But it will get better, right, with use.
And that's how Google got their maps in the shape they did, though.
Where they actually mention competitors.
The next paragraph is the one that I think is unprecedented. Maybe Apple's apologized before, but they never said this. While we're improving maps, you can try alternatives by downloading map apps from the App Store like Bing, MapQuest, Bing's Microsoft, MapQuest is Yahoo, or Waze. Or
AOL.
AOL owns Waze?
No, MapQuest.
Oh, AOL, that's right, not Yahoo. AOL owns MapQuest, right. Thank you. Or use Google or Nokia Maps by going to their websites and creating an icon on your home screen.
That's pretty bad. That's not a substitute.
Oh, my. Well, it's also kind of a shock to say, go to our competitors. I mean, go use Google. We're sorry. There is an implication here that
We wanted to provide our customers with better maps, including features like turn-by-turn directions, voice integration, flyover, and vector-based maps. This kind of confirms the rumor. Maybe it was All Things D that broke this rumor that Google had refused Apple the right to do turn-by-turn directions. And that's ultimately what
apparently in the terms of service for access to their map data. So if you want access to Google's map data and you're not Google, you can't provide turn-by-turn, which is built into every Android device out there.
Well, but you could make a deal because MotionX GPS uses Google Maps and has turn-by-turn. So you could make a deal.
Paid app.
Yeah. So I think the history of this is for a long time, people paid a bunch of money to put Garmins in their car, right?
Right.
And then...
And TomToms.
And TomToms.
And Magellan.
Yeah. Yep.
Avagon.
People make bulky devices that you put in your car that are specific to this purpose, right? And you pay money for them. Then one of the first Apple, like I remember when they demoed, when they first launched their app platform was going to be, was it TomTom made an app that was like $99?
It was $100, that's right.
Turn-by-turn directions.
That's right.
And then Google was like, well, we want to include this in our devices, but they were going to charge them like $40 per app user. So Google put, instead of paying someone else to do that, they put a massive investment into building this themselves.
Ah.
So they finished building it themselves, and they're giving it away for free, and then Apple was like, oh, we also want it for free. And Google was like,
hey, we paid
for this for an idea.
Yeah.
They got over $100 billion in the bank. Why don't they buy TomTom, Garmin, and Magellan and these other guys and just incorporate the things? And by the way, if after they do that, you could fire the guy who gave them that $40 deal or the $100 deal. Just go track him down and fire him.
They are buying TomTom's data. In fact, TomTom's...
Why don't they just buy TomTom?
TomTom said very quickly, it's not our fault because people use our TomTom app happily. It's not our fault.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Because I think it's the data mismatch, the ability to take data from various sources, merge it together in a useful map. There was a computer scientist in Ontario, Canada, who did he scraped the Apple Maps and did a little calculation on how accurate this you know, it's hard, you know, it's all anecdotal, right? Well, it worked fine for you, got here, worked fine for me. Well, it didn't work fine for me. So here's some actual numbers. His name is Jason Matheson. He wrote code to determine how accurate the maps are in Ontario. That's a big, probably the biggest, most important province of Canada. Not an insignificant. It's where Toronto is. It's where Ottawa is. It's where the capital
is. I would vouch for BC.
All right. 2,000. So we'll do it in BC. But for now, we got Ontario. 2,028 cities and towns, okay? 688, not even on the map. 551 wrong. Clearly wrong. Wrong country.
Country. Street now that's a problem.
That's a problem. Street names are similar to town names, etc. 389 close, but not good enough. For instance, the turn by turn might send you off a bridge, but you'd get rescued close to where you want to be. Only 400 out of the 2,028 cities are right. That's a number that really kind of quantifies this, right?
Yeah.
1 out of 5. So John Pachowski, writing as I thought for All Things D, said that the talks crashed over voice-guided directions.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That makes sense that Apple said, well, we need them, and if Google's not going to give them, we've got to do it some way on our own. Now, you said something about them buying one of these
companies.
Somebody
in the chat.
You know, Nokia bought NavTech, and Ericsson bought Telenav, or it might be vice versa.
You got it right.
Nokia's put $9 billion into maps, and it has good maps as a result.
Mm. Yeah.
Who else is driving vehicles around with masks on them, photographing every street in the United States
and
around
house.
The world, underwater, air views.
And buildings. And I've even understood that this building here that we sit in.
3,500 of the best engineers in the world
on Street View,
just on maps at Google. Yeah. So,
all right, so for the person in the chat room who said that there was Garmin wouldn't sell, Garmin has no choice. It's a publicly traded company.
They could take. They could have a hostile takeover.
They could do. But no, they could do an offering and buy the company's net value or the enterprise value, which is the real value, is $6.7 billion. Market cap of 8.1. They could probably buy it for $10 billion.
So let me ask a question:
wouldn't
Are
be a
we
problem.
Making too big a deal out of this? How important is this really? We're certainly spending a lot of time on it.
I think maps are coming to be one of the most important things that you can do on a phone, right? You know, now you can get yourself around the world holding something in your hand, and you depend on it. So once you're depending on something and someone goes and replaces an app that works with
an app that doesn't,
then I think that is a bad mistake on Apple's part.
The story goes that Steve Jobs, on the original iPhone, didn't even have maps. That 2 weeks before the announcement, I don't know if this is true, before the announcement of the iPhone, Jobs said, we need something that will show off the touch. What about a Maps app? And they hurriedly negotiated a deal with Google to
get
Maps
in there. Well, the reality is, though, Maps are now one of the most important things on your phone.
And what this is telling is that nobody at the time realized how important location was going to be. And how important mobile was going to be. I think Apple knew how important mobile was going to be. They committed to the iPhone.
Well, wait a minute. Everybody, for the last decade, before the iPhone even came out, were ranting about how mobile's going to take over the world. All the internet traffic is going to be over mobile. You've heard this.
You're older than me. I don't remember that.
Yeah, right. And so it went on and on and on forever. And I'm always like, well, you know, I'll wait and see. Of course, it finally did, and the Maps thing shows up, and as soon as people saw how handy it was, especially you didn't have to have a Garmin or a TomTom, you could use these little phones, especially with a turn-by-turn, it should have been, right at that point, you should have just gone all in on that. That's why I think Apple did make a mistake here.
They didn't recognize the importance of...
Well, I think they knew, but they didn't... Maybe they thought this was good enough.
You know, some people are blaming Scott Forstall. Scott Forstall is the guy who created iOS. He runs iOS for Apple.
Is this the guy who says he's going to take over the company?
Apparently, he's quite... I didn't know this. Apparently, the story is he's quite ambitious.
Yeah, I think he came out in one of the big publications. I'm going to take over the company.
Yeah, he came from Next, so he was with Jobs, originally. And he worked on Snow Leopard, I think. Philip Elmer DeWitt, who's really a good... observer of Apple's been covering this beat for a long time, writes now for Forbes, asks a question, does Apple have a Scott Forstall problem? And I think the issue is, even Jean-Louis Gasset says, Forstall's demo was flawless. 2D and 3D maps, turn-by-turn navigation, spectacular flyovers, but not a word from the stage from Scott about apps limitations, no self-deprecating wink, no admission that iOS apps is an infant that needs to learn to crawl before walking, running, and lapping the front runner. Instead, we're told, and this is the quote, the most beautiful, powerful mapping service ever. Would Apple be off the hook if they hadn't said that? No, they still would. They still replaced a working service with a non-working service.
Totally. It's the action, yeah. But I mean, Siri and Maps both are iOS software projects that are not as good as advertised.
Siri is another failure, and that's
and also a Forstall project. But I don't know. I mean, I also hate iPhoto and iTunes. Like, those are software on the Mac, you know?
Apple is not perfect. Unfortunately, even those of us who use Macs, and I noticed that three out of the four computers on this set are Macs.
Go on.
You're borrowing it. I understand. It's not your Mac. It's our Mac. But it's not that we hate Apple here. Certainly, we've used Macs a lot. I use iOS. But everybody who uses Macs has to recognize, except the absolute fanboys, that there are lots of mistakes. iTunes is horrible. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for this update. Adam Leshinsky, who writes for
Inside
Apple.
Yeah, but hold on a second. You're a little bit... you're a little bit bigoted on this whole topic.
I am a bastion of objectivity and non-bigoted.
You've been blackballed.
I have been blackballed?
From Apple events.
This is true.
Piling on Robert Herron, I expected more from you.
But I've never heard the answer as to why.
Oh, I know why.
Well,
that's not the issue.
Why.
All right.
I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I wouldn't go to the events anyway. In fact, it's very possible. No, it's very possible that one of the reasons Apple doesn't invite me is that I stopped going to events, even after invitations, because it's easier for us to cover it here. If I'm in the event, we can't actually cover them. So we do what we've been doing for the last 4 years is covering the events from here live.
So are you blacklisted or not?
I am blacklisted, but I don't. But it may be because
blacklisted is different than not invited.
I don't know if I'm not invited. Does Apple tell you whether you're blacklisted? No. I do notice though that most of the people who end up working for us end up not getting invited. So
that's called blacklisted.
I think we might be blacklisted. The common thinking is that it was because during the original iPad announcement, I took my laptop, turned it around, and faced it to the screen and streamed the announcement to our network. Mm. And garnering the largest audience we've ever had on the network, well over 180,000 live views, because nobody was streaming this.
When was that?
That was January of, when was it, 2009, 2010?
What, for the first phone?
Yeah, the first iPad.
Oh, that first iPad.
And I wasn't invited subsequently.
Mm-hmm.
But
you didn't think much of it.
You know, it's fine with me. And it certainly doesn't mean that I have an axe to grind.
I'm just saying that you should.
I never took
you should,
it that way.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, and as somebody's pointing out, and it's true that sometimes I would be invited, sometimes not. And it's mysterious are the ways of Apple. No one knows why people get invited or not invited to an Apple.
You weren't cheering enough.
That's a minor thing. I do think, though, I see this, I always get in trouble.
Here we go.
Well, they gave iPhone 5s. Now, I understand they're going to give it to. In advance, you know, they give them a week.
Oh,
in
yeah,
advance.
You don't get them in advance.
Well,
you
I don't have care to go, about that.
You have
I
to
buy
go,
it.
You
I
go
went,
buy
I
yours.
Bought it. I got it on
well, that,
Friday.
That's
like everybody
that's
else.
Very proper.
That's proper. I agree.
Yeah, I would never do that.
But
even Woz does that.
But David, even Woz.
Woz is worth. Okay, go
he
on.
Could call, he's he could call somebody and say, hey, can you give me a couple of iPhones?
Yeah, he could. I don't know why
in
he
fact,
doesn't.
I guarantee you he gets them, but he doesn't. He still waits in line because he likes to be with people.
He just likes to hang out.
He loves people. We love that about him. He's the Woz. Although, I don't know why, he apparently wants to get Australian citizenship. That's a little strange.
Oh, really? This is news to me. I'll ask Gina about
he
it.
He says because of the national broadband network in Australia. By the way, Australia, I've been to Australia, has crappy internet service.
He's going for the internet.
By the way, I think Korea does, too, if you ever really hang
really?
Out there. Yeah, I think it's
they're notorious for the best.
Yeah, I guess in spots they have a fantastic internet, but just the average hotel room and the rest is mediocre.
I would go to Sweden, 100 megabits, $25.
Sweden is fast everywhere. Yeah.
That's because it's government subsidized.
Yeah.
Any event, where was I? Oh, God, I have to backtrack now. Woz and
Australia.
Blackballed.
Australia.
I don't know. He's going to be an Australian citizen. I'm going to get blacklisted from Australia. Adam Leshinsky writing in Inside Apple, if there's a knock on Forstall, it's that he wears his ambition in plainer view than the typical Apple executive. This is what you were saying, John.
Yes.
He blatantly accumulated influence in recent years, including It Is Whispered when Jobs was on medical leave. According to an unflattering profile in Bloomberg Businessweek last year, Forstall had such a fraught relationship with other members of the executive team, including Johnny Ive and Bob Mansfield, that they avoided meetings with him unless Tim Cook was there to moderate.
Hmm.
That's not healthy.
So,
if true.
So... should Scott Forstall take the fall for the maps?
Oh, why not?
I just think the problem is bigger than anyone ever anticipated. If Google truly does have over 3,500 engineers full-time on their map
the
project.
The CEO takes the heat. Well, it's his job.
There's no way you can just simply swap that out with any other service right now.
Well, one thing to realize is that the previous Google Maps app for iOS that worked fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
Didn't provide turn-by-turn.
Didn't have turn-by-turn directions.
Turn is a big deal.
You can't just talk to it, and
no,
it just simply
view.
Gets you there.
It didn't have previous one, but it didn't have, you know, it didn't have, it was like the weird things where you want to get directions from where you are. You have to, like, go to your bookmarks to go find, like,
so
there was
stupid
stuff about it. But that was Google data made into an app by Apple engineers.
It was an Apple app.
So this was not a Google app that was replaced by an Apple app. This is an Apple app with Google data replaced by an Apple app with Apple data.
That and doesn't encourage the people writing the apps to work on it full-time either and to keep it updated and to make it the best thing possible.
So now Google has to create a team where they didn't have one, right, until they started getting inklings this was going to happen. Because this has been obvious for a while. I mean, Apple said this was coming.
In June, they said, in WWDC. But even before then, we knew it. Everybody in the press knew it because Apple, remember when there was the debacle about Apple storing a database connecting Wi-Fi access spots with your location. Remember that? It was on your phone. It was publicly accessible.
Oh, totally. We could all download the
data. In their
set.
Apology then, they said, well, we're collecting this data for traffic. We want to have traffic information. So it was clear Apple was planning something. They were acquiring companies. They acquired three mapping companies. So it's I don't believe Google when they say, we didn't know.
It's a good time to be a cartographer.
We were stunned.
By the way, somebody's pointed out, I think this is probably not that important, but if you look at the icon... the new Apple Maps icon. It's of one infinite loop. It's very similar to the old one. You probably can't see that. But there's a circle there is one infinite loop. And you drive down the street right in front. And it actually takes you onto the freeway overpass and then says, jump off onto the freeway. So even the icon is deadly.
Jeez. You mean when you go off the icon?
No. You see that? You're on an overpass.
Yeah.
And there's the 280 freeway.
Uh-huh.
It's hang a left off the overpass.
Instead of going on the on-ramp.
It's not an on-ramp. The on-ramp's past that point.
And you jump off the... And you wonder why you're not invited.
See, this is being picky.
That's picky?
It's just
you don't think
icon.
Steve Jobs would have noticed that?
Gee.
He was worried about the gradient and color gradient in the icons.
He was trying. He was busy.
He was busy. He was busy.
He was really busy.
Google apparently is not Well, it's unclear whether they're working on or not working on a Google Maps for iOS. They've got to be, right? But so,
of course,
so we just agreed it couldn't have been a surprise. They could have started working even as late as June.
Mm-hmm. But Google has also been pretty. Their iOS apps have been pretty bad. Like, remember when they released Gmail and it didn't work? The Google Plus.
That was the biggest
shock
for me going to Android, was how messed up every Google app is on iOS.
Oh, but wait a minute. The G Plus app is great.
It might be a scheme.
The G Plus app is fantastic.
They have a competing
platform. Phenomenally better on the Android platform as far as Google is concerned. The look, the feel, the integration.
Did you know that Scott Forstall has a Twitter page? And he's got 66,000 followers, and Nez hasn't tweeted yet.
I know.
Awesome.
We're all following him, hoping he'll say something.
He'll never say anything.
Not anymore.
You know, the
hasn't,
first one.
Hasn't Larry Ellison tweeted once?
Yeah. Did he?
It was like, suck at Salesforce.
That's a good tweet.
That's about right.
That's Larry right there.
Sounds, yeah. In a nutshell.
My yacht is bigger than yours. Suck it.
Wait, who just sold their island in Hawaii?
He bought it.
Is that Ellison?
Bought it.
He bought it. Oh, yeah.
He bought Molokai. No, Molokai or.
No.
I got
no,
an
I thought it was the Hui.
Like
the
Hui?
I thought about Molokai.
Was it Molokai? That's the leper.
The leper.
I don't think he would have bought that.
Times. Now there's no lepers there now.
There might be.
That's Florida.
When's the last time you were there?
I've looked at it. Maybe. Let me see. He bought it from David Murdoch of Dole Foods.
And it was Molokai?
I'm checking right now. It was. The Pineapple Island.
The Dole Plantation is huge.
It's all over the Big Island.
It is Lanai.
Lanai.
Gorgeous.
There's fewer people there.
Yeah. It doesn't say how much he paid. How much would it cost to buy an island like that?
$500 million.
No.
It's like some paper deal.
Okay, I'll give you some idea. 141 square miles of lush tropical isle.
Cockroaches. Those islands, especially if you go to the Big Island, the Hawaii. Oh, we rented a car. There were so many cockroaches in this car. It was astonishing.
And they're not little bitty New York's cockroaches.
They're all over the place.
They're giant tropical cockroaches.
Well, they have the big ones, too, but these are medium-sized.
They talk like Eddie Murphy.
They also have those big, giant, those huge ones.
You know, I'm a giant cockroach.
That guy.
We're going to make waffles.
So I was at Drysdale's bar.
Don Drysdale?
Yeah, he has a bar on the Big Island. And so, or he did. And so there was one of these huge palmetto cockroaches. Huge. The thing was the size of a small rat.
Oh, I hate those things.
And so it was everybody in the bar saw this thing walking along on the floor, but nobody said anything. There was only one person that was oblivious to this thing. It was some woman talking to her friend, yakking away. And the cockroach was headed toward her. And so nobody says anything. The cockroach went to a pole that was she was like leaning against and went up the pole and dropped himself on her shoulder. Nice. It was the funniest thing I've seen for a long time.
Closer look.
We call it a screech from hell. It's like that. What's the famous screech that guy does?
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's my cockroach story. That's Hawaii.
I love bugs. Spiders.
Okay, I'm sorry. We went off track here a little bit.
There it is. Okay, see that? So there's the one infinite loop
drive
is that circle.
Off the bridge. Okay. At least you're in a vehicle. They're not telling you to jump off.
You could walk. Doesn't say you're in a car.
And you're saying so that's
there's yeah. the off there's
it
the
should go over
it should go over. But you know, you probably somebody said, "Oh no, that doesn't look good." So we're just going to have it hang a left off the bridge onto the 280 freeway.
That's really the part of 280 where north is west and
yeah,
south but is east.
Don't get too attached to that. I'll show you because nobody believes me when I say iOS works well in China. This is a guy who said it. He lives in China, Anthony Drendel. He says, I'm just saying that because Apple chose Auto Navi to provide map services in China, that's a local Chinese company with great maps of China. And he says that if you compare Google Maps to Apple Maps in China, this is Google Maps, very sparse, Apple Maps, lots of information. And now he says, oh, I was wrong, not using AutoNavi. Well, he still says it's better.
Well, that went off the cliff.
It did. Now, I didn't read the updates. People are taking me to task for saying iOS 6 maps is better than the previous maps. Oh, well. There's disagreement.
Okay.
Good deal.
Never mind. It's not me. I'm just saying it was him. I'm just reading somebody else. I don't live in China. How do I know? We're going to take a break. Oh, well, wait. There's one more map story. I don't know if this is good or bad. Apparently, Google Maps blurs things like the Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland.
Because you know, they blur faces, and they also blur license plates.
But they blur top secret government installations.
Well, probably at the request of the government.
Good news, Apple doesn't. So there is
fantastic.
One thing where if you're a spy, an agent, you might want to use the Apple Maps. They just seem a little bit better. In fact, Turkey's a little upset. Turkey's Imrali Island, which is a military forbidden zone.
Don't look at us. Don't look at us.
Doesn't want. Google says we don't blur based on government request. There's a good example.
Well, they blur personal private property.
This is Mina Mitsurishima in Japan.
You ask them to.
They'll do it for personal property. They say, we don't do it for government request. But their data, wherever it's coming from, apparently is. This is Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland. You could very clearly see the runway. No, wait a minute. That's the island. I'm sorry. You could very clearly see the runway on the Apple map, but the Nokia and Google Maps, it's...
It looks like a runway to me on the Google map.
Oh, maybe you're right.
A little contrasting, but... Yeah. It was a keyhole that they bought back in the day.
They bought keyhole data, that's
among
right.
Among others that they overlay. Yeah. I mean, that's
but now they
the
have
coolest.
Their own satellite.
That's sweet, too. It's just neat also to be able to overlay all the multiple sources of satellite data that used to be, you couldn't even get access to that kind of information a long time ago, or you had to subscribe to it for such crazy fees. And the day Google bought that company out and started providing that information
free
of charge, it's cool. And
you know what?
They've been working on this stuff for a long time. So the fact that they're so ahead in their mapping efforts at this point, it's not really a surprise to me. But
did you see that the guy behind Keyhole launched a new app this week?
No.
It's kind of cool. So John Hankey, H-A-N-K-E, he was the CEO of Keyhole when they bought it. Worked at Google for a long time in charge of map stuff. Got bored, was about to leave. And they're like, no, if you stay, we'll give you an incubator. So they just released their first app on Thursday. It's
cool.
Android only, but it looks really neat. It's called Field Trip. And the idea is, like, as you're going around the world, you know, ideally in a place you haven't been much before, you get push notifications saying, hey, you know, this statue is of so-and-so, or, hey, did you know, you know, this restaurant is great, or whatever it is.
That's cool.
That'd be so
sweet.
Yeah,
and knowing that this guy did Keyhole, you kind of want to give it a chance.
He's taking that concept of, like, when
this
you visit...
This is not a new
like
idea.
When I was in Italy, visiting the Colosseum, you can buy a little deal, you put up to your ear and walk around,
yeah,
and it tells you what
will
you're looking at.
Will this do that?
This could use location data and do that in real time to any
you know
place
what
you're standing.
I mean, this is a little nerdy, but like what I thought was really cool about it is that it just inserts itself into your life when it's relevant. You know, obviously, if it overdoes it, that'll be really annoying. But just getting a push notification saying you are near this place, here is some information, like that's kind of cool instead of actually getting into the habit of using a new app, which no one ever does.
I appreciate
Google's got that issue, though, don't they, where they have to be careful about inserting themselves into your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like they have Google
They do
now,
that with that Google, what's that thing called?
The now.
Google Now.
I like Now.
I do,
you know
too.
What?
It tells me when the A's are winning a game.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's just learned what you're interested in.
Yeah, spying on me.
So tap the arrow to begin. Here's
Paying
Field Trip. Tap the arrow to begin. Field Trip rings you when it finds something interesting nearby.
Neato.
Explore feeling lucky.
Did you
off.
Say neato?
Yeah.
You said neato.
I did.
I just wanted
to
point that
I'm
out.
I'm going to accept the fact that it shares my phone. I'm going to allow any access. You Field Trip, you do whatever you want. I give you permission. So look, so this is what's nearby.
They should have one about you guys.
American Graffiti
the
was shot
people
here.
People about it is they...
Really?
They don't have, there's no user-generated info.
Oh, okay.
It's just publishers that they're working with. So it's like
it'd be version two.
Local guides kind of things. Yeah.
This is cool.
So you can't add one about Twit unless you convince, you know.
Well, we're in there.
We're plugging it.
Vetted information.
Let me see. I just received a notification. And now it's gone completely blank.
Field
Trip isn't responding. Do you want to close it?
Okay.
What are you messing with lately?
That may not be their fault because I'm using Cyanogen Mod and. It could be broken.
Do you use any of the near field communication stickers?
I do. We have one right out there. Did you see it when he came in?
Love
just
those
tap
things.
Your phone against it. You'll check in on Foursquare.
Got one right at my front door to turn my ringer off or to turn it on.
Oh, really?
Or I put one at my desk too to just turn off all alarms and turn the phone all the way up because I always forget to do that. And it's like
so. What did you set up?
I set up two, one near my front door. So as I
and
come in or
tap
out,
your phone.
I just tap it to it and it'll turn the ringer on or off.
All right.
In the car, here's the cool one I heard somebody tell me. It's like if you've got the mounting bracket to do a GPS in your car, set the sticker to then to just turn on the GPS program and have it all ready to go as soon as you stick it in the cradle. So it's like a million things. And they're a buck a piece.
This is cool.
So it's like there's a lot you can do with them.
This is the awful truth is coming to the theater across the street. And it's letting me know that Trebuchet, the awful truth, will be across the street on October 6th.
Mm. Excellent.
That is awesome.
Look, this thing knows that I've got these different devices.
Mm-hmm.
I have this AT&T Galaxy Nexus and Acer A7.
That's play.google.com. It's fantastic. Web install. So you say, which of your Android devices would you like to install?
What if I wanted to do more than one?
You can go back and do it again.
Why can't it just be a one-click thing here? I should be able to check, 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 boom. Have to go back and go through the whole process again?
We are living in amazing times, and you're complaining because you can't install it on all your devices at the same time.
Exactly.
I'm unbelievable. We're going to take a break. Hey, you know, did you miss anything on Twit this week? Because we had some great things. Let's take a look at what you might have missed this week on Twit.
Previously on Twit, the Gizwiz.
Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa.
I got you again. The high quality.
You want some of me?
Yeah.
But turn up the...
Ham Nation.
Wait, you see this, Gordo, George, you guys are going to kill.
I'm looking.
I got something off of eBay. And you're going to say, what?
Windows Weekly.
I get twitchy when I see people taking a photo with an iPad.
I'll take a picture of Paul with my iPad. Let's see if he gets twitchy. Getting twitchy? There's the twitchy.
Home theater geeks.
A lot of people, not calibrators, but end users might say, oh, I'll just make these adjustments to the CMS and the grayscale and everything. I'll just make those adjustments by eye, which I always say, don't do it.
The tech guy.
The iPhone 5 is just another phone.
Twit.
That's the quote.
Now is living color.
And you wonder.
We'll be back with more Twit. John C. Dvorak, Robert Herron, great to have you back. I'm glad you got the black shirt memo.
Matching, baby.
Liz Gaines from All Things D. But first, a word from our friends at Citrix who make that great go-to meeting. You know, we could use GoToMeeting right now. Both Liz and John have wandered off. But see, that's what happens when you're trying to have a staff meeting, training session. You meet with clients. They wander off. GoToMeeting means you can meet face-to-face no matter where they are, no matter where you are. With GoToMeeting, you start the meeting on your Mac or your PC, but you can attend a meeting on a Mac, PC, laptop, iPad, iPhone, Android device. In fact, if you've got an iPad, it's a great way to meet with people because the HD Faces that's built in now lets you get video from the camera on your desktop, your laptop, or your iPad, and you can participate in these meetings. And face-to-face is really so important, I think, as a way to get to know somebody. Oh, you can turn off the... Yeah, thank you. We don't need the fine music. But see, she's going to join a meeting on her iPhone there. But I love it when you got the iPad because you can actually see the other person. Body language, facial expressions. When you're pitching, when you're selling, when you're training, when you're meeting with somebody, your colleagues across the country, this is so fantastic. I want you to try it free for 30 days. Go to meeting.com. Click the try it, the orange try it free button, and use the code TWIT, T-W-I-T, and you'll be using it. It's $49 a month for as many meetings as you want, as long as you want, but your first month is absolutely free. Give it a try. You can cancel it any time. You don't have to stay a member, but I think you will like this. Show your boss, your clients, your colleagues. Go to meeting.com. Take those meetings with you wherever you go. And I'll vouch for the video. It's amazing. Amazing quality. Did you find something exciting, John C. Dvorak? Oh, you got our little beer muff. Well, that's a Pellegrino muff.
Yeah. Nice.
Pellegrino warmer.
Styling, baby.
We keep Pellegrino in-house just for you.
This is something that hipsters would go for.
What's that? A Pellegrino warmer?
This little thing.
Yeah. It's got my name embroidered on it and the Twit logo.
Oh, for any of the hipster name.
It looks like a golf club warmer.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks like a Mike koozie or something.
I don't know what it is, really.
Well, sure.
We have stuff around here. I don't even know what it does.
It's a cleaner for your iPad.
What? Is that what it's supposed to be?
You're supposed to wipe down your... You put your four iPad fingers in there and then...
Mink?
It's hello, mink.
Hello.
See, we do have the Tim Cook puppet.
Not a hipster.
Not a hipster. All right, this is in... Speaking of hipsters, Neil Young, he joined Twitter, and everybody got mad because it was obviously not Neil Young on Twitter.
Oh.
But the reason he joined, he's starting a new music service called Pono. Porpano.
For people to get pawned?
It's Neil Young has been, to his credit, complaining about audio, compressed audio, MP3. He says, kids today, they can't hear because they're...
What, are you like the old man again on the Family Guy?
Hey, man, you're sounding like me now.
Up on Sugar Man.
Anyway.
Disturbing.
Stereo old man.
Neil has complained. You young people can't hear. Because people, it's true. Robert, look, you're the audio hi-fi
I try
guy.
To be. Yeah.
You everybody knows.
People are destroying their hearing, and they don't even know.
They're listening too loud. They're not. They're these earpods, even these new earbuds, which are better on the iPhone 5, are still crap.
Yeah.
They're listening too loud. And MP3s are so compressed, you're losing all of the juice.
Fact. Yes. There are much better compressed audio formats. If you've never listened to lossless audio, do it. If you still have your hearing, protect it. So invest in better earbuds. Yeah. They'll last a long time, and you can protect your hearing in a loud environment.
So you might be interested in this, this Pono. Or Pono, or whatever it is. Beginning next year, they're going to release a line of portable players. He was on Letterman and showed it, and it's it looks like a prism. It's ginormous, but maybe that's just a...
Ginormous.
Well, it's not. It's ginormous compared
only
to an
Rachel
iPod.
Only Rachel Maddow uses that word.
It can't be much bigger than the new iPod.
Nano?
Excuse me.
The Nano, you mean?
Yeah, I think so. Or not,
But it's going to be a music download service and digital to analog conversion technology. The idea is the songs will be recorded or I guess transcoded into the Pono codec to sound better.
I don't believe this.
I don't either.
It's a bunch of foo-foo.
Well,
give me lossless audio
about that, but...
and a good output.
You know what Flea said?
Flea?
A musician?
A lot of name dropping going on here.
They should have every musician have their hearing tested so you can know where they're at in life.
He might not. He may be deaf as a dog. He's
one of my DJ friends. You got to scream at in order, and they're like, what?
Flea said, it's not like some vague thing that you need dog's ears to hear, he said. It's a drastic difference.
You're wearing appropriate ear protection, though.
I am wearing Ultimate Ears in-ear.
In-ear.
And they're turned down a little bit low and all that. Pono's preservation of the fuller analog sound already has, this is according to Rolling Stone magazine, the ear of the big three record labels, Warner Music Group, Universal Music Group, and Sony, all will be converting their titles to Pono form. Warner Music Group has converted 8,000 album titles to 192 kilohertz 24-bit sound.
That's the improvement then.
That's huge.
That exceeds CD by lots and lots.
CD's what, 128 kilohertz? 16-bit sound.
1648 or 1644?
44. That's right. The sampling rate is 44.1.
This will be the 16-bit of the studio recording, which would be pretty awesome.
Well, it's still digital, so there are analog bigots who will say, well, but you know, anytime you sample something, you're removing
data. Yeah, but this will be the equivalent of the digital reference.
Should be a lot better.
Yeah, it should be the best audio you can possibly hear at this date. It should also approach the quality of what we've been having with DVD-A and SACD, although this might even be a little bit better. It's nice to see somebody doing that, though. But as a downloadable file format, yeah, that is new and different. And
it's going
to
be giant, though, isn't it? Or is it not? Is it not much bigger?
The file sizes could be
three times bigger.
About 50% of the WAV file is about where you're going to get a lossless file.
Okay.
So, you know, say about 15 megs a file.
Flea said, Neil Young is reasons aren't based in commerce. It's just he really wants people to hear music as a musician hears it as it was intended, to feel the uplifting spirit of music.
I'm not an audiophile at all, but I do think that this is a personal passion of Neil Young. He came and spoke at one of our conferences earlier this year, and he could not shut up about how terrible audio is and how he and Steve Jobs used to sit around and listen to records, and it was so wonderful, and it's terrible how you can get don't have that experience anymore.
You can get a similar experience nowadays with movies if you compare a DVD soundtrack, especially older DVD titles, and compared to the latest Blu-ray releases with lossless audio. It's phenomenal, especially if they've got new productions that are well captured and recorded in the first place.
Do you think?
They sound beautiful.
It would be awesome if they would start offering 192K 24-bit recordings.
I wish Apple would do that now. Apple offers some lossless recordings. And
they
some
have
albums.
Apple lossless, but it's again, it's 44.1, 16-bit.
And it's still better than an MP3, but what Mr. Young there is talking about is a step
What's
up.
What's the rate on a WMV?
Worse, it's compressed. So the CD, which is uncompressed.
I thought there was an uncompressed version of WMV.
Maybe there's a lossless.
Yeah.
Lossless. And there's FLAC. There are lossless formats. They're using effectively zip compression. That's why you get the 2-to-1 ratio. I mean, you can't compress a whole lot. But you know what? Hard drive space is cheap. RAM or flash RAM is cheap. At this point, might as well make those file sizes bigger. This is the Pono player, as Neil Young showed David Letterman.
That's a triangle shape of who used to make that style. iRiver used
That's
to make
right.
those players. That looks like an iRiver player.
The iRiver sounded very good. If it were a player that
iRiver was an awesome company
that had a lot of storage, could play back 192/24, and then you got good earbuds, maybe Atomotics or Shure, some top of the line earbuds. you might have actually a bigger.
Can you
bigger
carry problem. That around, or you leave it in your living room?
Carry it around, I guess. Very simple controls. I think so, because, I mean, look at the controls. It's obviously intended to be held.
It's kind of ugly, though.
There's two headphone
sockets.
I would
agree with that.
Oh, it's hideous. It's also orange. But the point is that you're going to, it's the sound. You're getting it not for the gadget.
Totally. It's the new format. And if you can get enough of the people who hold the content, the licenses of the content and the owners to go along with it.
Well, he's got the record labels. He's got the big three in him involved. Warner, Universal, and Sony all agreed.
That'd be great, too, if you could somehow incorporate new acts or new music artists who are trying to get music published. Something like that, too, as well, to bring new music into the format.
The standard, apparently Neil Young has trademarked this name, Studio Quality Sound, SQS. I think this might be a good thing. It will probably be a small market, right, for people who really care about sound, but at least it offers an alternative.
I predict a failure.
Really? You think it'd just go away?
That's just one of these things. Who needs it is the way I see it.
I could see the format going forward.
I would support
people picking
it.
That up.
But you're right. I mean, people don't buy stereos anymore. They buy home theater systems so they can watch movies. I mean, they get a stereo as a result, but do people really? It's a specialty thing to buy a high quality audio system.
Right? Very rare nowadays. Some people, I have one, and people, what's this? What's the strange sounds coming from the?
You have how many speakers? Do you have a turntable?
Actually, I do, but I don't use it.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually hear the turntable. I have a real good Micro Seiki, an old one that I used to transfer old stuff.
Surprise! You were an audiophile among all the other
at
things.
Some point. But the
you're
thing,
a connoisseur. That's what you are. You are a connoisseur of the finer things in life.
Dilettante.
A dilettante. All right.
So which is a lower level. So the one I really have though, which I got from KA, because I was working at KALX for a while, and there's a pile of Thorins. They're going to throw them out.
Those are classics.
So I grabbed one because it plays. It's got the felt pad, the whole thing.
You could queue up records on
78s. And so when I see 78.
It's got the big gear shift, right?
It's got a big gear shift.
You want to change speeds. Yeah. It's a gear shift.
And it also has the pull thing. It starts the motor. You pull.
Don't mind the sound in the background. That's just the turntable. But listen to the music. It's what do you listen to? 1812 Overture?
Green Day is my favorite band.
Green Day, really?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
American Idiot.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man. Green Day.
I like Green Day. I've always
not
liked
like
Green Day.
Box, Brandenburg,
support
Concertos.
Your local bands.
Gregorian Chant.
Debussy is my favorite, if I will listen to the classical.
Like Debussy.
And I actually have classical playing in the house since 1972, 24/7.
What?
That's good.
You haven't stopped since 1972? Like it's been in a like uptime is 80 years?
Yeah.
50 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is that in the house?
It's in the front room.
It just constantly plays?
Yeah.
Is it on a loop?
No, it's from the radio.
So like
it's our one classical radio station.
And you just keep it on all the time?
24/7.
There's no off switch?
A big subwoofer and a really nice array of speakers.
And you just always have it on?
Silent?
Even
it's
in
on,
the middle of the night?
Yes, it's
four
on
in
all the
morning?
Time. Yeah, you walk down, you
background
got music.
Music.
And it's actually kind of cool. The real thing that you should note, and when I started doing this, is that if you have a good subwoofer, and I got like a dual 15-inch Sherwin Vega.
Big.
No cockroaches. You get no cockroaches in the house.
Is that why you do it?
No, it's not the reason, but it's a side effect.
You should tell the folks in Lanai about
it. It's a benefit. They need these things.
No cockroaches. So is it the low frequency sound scares the cockroaches?
Boom, 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 boom.
They think that
somebody's walking around to kill them.
Like Tyrannosaurus Rex is coming.
Anyway, good low notes. Yeah, no, I've been doing this since 72, 24/7. Every once in a while, somebody will come over and they'll turn it down or something. Like,
no.
It's like weird. You go, wait, what's wrong?
Do you go in there and it's like John's Peace Room? Like you go in there and you kind of zen out?
You could go in there and read. It's a nice reading room. It's not like blasting. It's
No. It's like a dentist's office. Quietly playing in the background. Yeah, but wait a minute. It's a radio station, so you get ads and announcements.
No. They're our local radio station.
Doesn't play any.
They've become a donation model.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So it's like Pandora or something.
Yeah, kind of.
John C. Dvorak, he gets no spam and no household pests. Swamp Rat says that in the chat.
Face the work.
Swamp Rat's the man.
Swamp Rat. So if you live in Poland, good news. You can get Jelly Bean on your Galaxy S3.
You got it here.
Yeah, you have a Nexus, so they rolled that out. Is that's
Jelly Bean with butter.
Oh, you know what? Jelly Bean is better.
No, butter's no, with jelly beans. It's part of jelly beans.
No, I understand, but it's also better. Butter is better.
Butter's better.
Butter's better.
So is jelly bean.
I like the Google Now. Don't
they
you like the Google
some
Now?
They need better naming conventions over there.
Butter's good. What
it's
was it?
Totally dumb.
Steve Jobs said it had a lickable interface in the early days of the Mac. So let's see here. Look, heavy traffic on 101, according to Google Now. It'll take me an hour and 55 minutes to get to Picasso Photo Stored. I don't know.
What are you going there for? You were looking it up, weren't you?
That's a Google search.
Is that a place?
But apparently it found a place, and it told me how long it's going to take.
Is that just like...
Giants are losing 5-4 in the eighth inning.
No!
Yeah, but okay. The Niners won 34-0.
That was
great. You got all your stuff in
there. 91 degrees in Petaluma. I love Google Now.
I like it a lot, although it's intrusive. You know, I know it's spying on me. I was looking up something the other day because I was going to go there, and then the next day it has it on the maps ready for me to go.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't even have to ask it.
I was given permission to do that.
Yeah, but you don't really think about it when you say, yeah, whatever.
I do. I think about it very carefully.
Hey, honey, can I borrow your phone? Edie's whorehouse.
You know what I am bummed about, though, since leaving iOS,
Edie's whorehouse. Is that really what a whore man
He's got it bookmarked. It's a private establishment. They give you a key.
I think you can actually search Siri for escort services. Where are escort services?
Outside of Clark County, Nevada.
No, I think actually this is a feature of... it's thinking. For some reason, Siri lately has been really thoughtful.
You mean slow?
I found 15 escort services fairly close to you.
There you go.
None of these, by the way, are escort services. The Hideaway's a bar.
Do you think there's a...
It apparently thinks bars are escort services.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, it might know something we don't.
Yeah, they might be right. Siri's smart. Facebook does not have 63. I was going to finish this. Jelly Bean is coming out on the Galaxy S3, but they started in Poland for some reason. But, you know, I put put CM10 on it, and it's great. It works fine.
I was about to do that, and then AT&T pushed an update that everyone wanted in the community. So I was like, I'm in that middle space between do I just root the phone and go to the next version,
right,
or everyone wanted the new update, though.
Jelly Bean is imminent.
Yeah.
Once you do what I've done, it's like, well, so goodbye.
As soon as they get the new ISO up with the latest features all integrated, nice and clean,
right,
I'll go ahead and do it. But my phone's still pretty new, and I'll stick to the over-the-air updates for a couple more weeks. But having a 64-gig card that you can just slip into that thing... full of music,
you know,
or whatever.
When I went to L.A.,
awesome.
I would have loved to have brought the iPhone 5 because I'm testing it, and I want to use it full-time. But I don't have a battery case. I can't put a battery in, and I was going to be walking around for 12 hours at a time, so I had to bring the S3 because I have removable battery. I could bring an extra battery. So, but there'll be a Mophie case for this eventually. I think it's funny because Apple makes these beautiful phones, and then everybody puts them in a case, so it doesn't matter. Look what you got in a spec case. You can't tell. It could be any phone.
It's a tough phone.
This is the best case ever, though.
You love it?
Yeah.
Because it has your driver's license
cards
in it.
Ooh,
so
that's cool.
That's your new purse.
So when they steal that phone, they get everything.
Yeah.
But you don't try not to.
Is the whole thing about demagging a card just not a concern?
No, it hasn't been an issue. I had the same exact one for my last phone. It was just
I always wonder about that. It's like I don't put my phone in my pocket with the other stuff.
Well, I need cash like twice a week.
So I figure.
My husband gets annoyed with me that I don't have cash on me, and then I move on.
You have cash in your shoe?
No, I don't. I don't carry it. So...
But you got credit cards and you have a driver's license.
Yeah.
This is from Spec. Spec makes good stuff.
Yeah,
I like Spec stuff.
And they have a little store in downtown Palo Alto.
Oh, nice. This is a Spec laptop case, I think. Isn't this? Aren't these Spec? Or no, this is
in Incipio.
It's in case. It's Incipio. That's what
Incipio.
Never mind.
Incipio?
Never mind.
You know what? Monoprice makes pretty damn good covers for most phones for under $5 a piece.
This is a nice product.
Yeah.
Spec, I like.
Oh.
S-P-E, what is this?
C-K.
Oh, I got it upside down.
Oh, and you have an Incipio rubber case on yours.
It's got the hard outside with the rubbery soft inside. Like a, I don't know,
candy bar. It's like a Hershey's bar. Here you go.
I've already dropped this thing a couple times, though, so I'm pretty happy I have this thing in a case.
Like me.
Thank you for hard not showing outside, my driver's license.
We just showed it. Said Cal. That's all it said.
I don't put anything on this. You know, I carry it with my keys in my same pocket. Never get scratched.
That's because it's made of plastic.
Gorilla Glass 2 on the front.
It's Gorilla Glass. It's not plastic.
The back's plastic.
3.
Carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber. No, it's not. It just looks like carbon fiber. It's plastic, I promise you. Is 5 million a lot of phones, Giga Ohm asks. That's how many iPhones that were sold in the first weekend. It's 1 million more than the 4S. It probably is constrained by supply. Mm-hmm. They probably could have sold more. Yes?
I think so.
So you can make a big frou-rah about the app maps, but it's not slowing the sales down. Do you think it will? Do you think anybody's gone to Android or
no,
is
don't,
holding off?
No, I do think there's people who haven't upgraded to iOS 6 because they don't want the map.
Somebody asked me, I have an iPhone 4. Should I upgrade? And I said, probably should wait at least to 6.1 and see how this maps thing shakes out. If you use maps, yeah, I guess you probably
I have been
wouldn't.
Giving
I mean,
the same advice.
I think the new
advice.
Phone is not really about the software. I mean, you can take panoramic photos. Woo! You know, it's more about the phone.
Same as my app did like a couple years ago. So yeah. It's cool, though.
I tried, though, actually.
Tried what? Taking a panoramic? No, it's, you know, that's a nice feature. It's a much faster phone. In fact, it's agreed by most that this is the fastest phone out there right now because of this custom
What does that even mean?
Set. Well, if you look at the Geekbench benchmarks and other benchmarks, it's clearly the fastest phone.
Fastest for what?
You I know, went from the 4
making
to...
phone calls. Texting.
I had the original 4. It was my first smartphone.
Scrolling. How fast do you need for texting?
Scrolling. Go back and forth. No, you know where it's fast? Panoramas. Things where you're really doing a lot of calculation. It actually is amazingly fast in the panorama. It's basically instant. Even on the old school third-party panorama apps, it's noticeable.
How many panoramas have you taken with that phone?
I took one. But it was faster. No, I have actually taken quite a few.
Uh-huh.
It's faster for...
Just faster. Would you just drop it? It's faster, whatever that means.
Well, it's really fast, but it's synthetic benchmarks. It's faster. And it's so light, there's almost like there's nothing in your hand.
That's not true.
No, I know it's not true.
I like glass and steel. It's a sweet design.
It does feel like a fine Swiss watch.
That's what Beharin said. He said it felt like jewelry.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it, though? I mean, it feels like it's well made.
It feels like it's well made.
Chinese slaves worked extra hard on that one.
It does feel well made.
Well, don't you feel just the slightest bit guilty about
the Chinese slaves that slave over this thing and jump out of the window,
70-hour weeks,
the rest of it.
It's contract work.
It's this little bevel work. I think it makes it kind of cool.
Isn't that pretty? I feel like it is well made.
I'm not used to
being
definitely
well designed.
The
it's already scratched.
It's a little distorted.
I mean, I'm like 3 hours.
Got a big gouge in the front.
What? What?
It could be.
Oh, wrong. It's broken.
There you go.
I don't want it anymore.
Please.
I don't want to talk about the iPhone anymore.
Nah, that's,
I think we're going to stop.
Pull the ripcord.
How about Yahoo?
Who?
What's the latest with Yahoo?
I don't know. Marissa Meyer apparently had an all hands meeting at which she was going to commit an act of radical transparency.
Which was an old 2-year-old memo. I think it was All Things D that broke this.
Yeah, it's Kara Swisher. Kara is, in fact, who was it that said the first thing that Yahoo needs to do is get Kara off their case, get her.
Cause bring her on board.
Well, no, they're making her angry, which is not the right thing to do because now she even wants to report.
What are they doing?
Well, Marissa Mayer has this whole agenda not to allow reporters in, which involves all sorts of CIA tactics.
And apparently they're sending fake memos or different memos to different people so they can see if the memo is leaked,
different memos,
who will have leaked it,
compartmentalized it.
Well, this sounds like the HP all over again.
Yeah, it does.
You know, paranoid women.
Oh.
Hey, I said it.
You have my permission to slug him if you want.
Well, my arm is not that long.
Why don't you throw an orange at it?
All right.
Make you feel better.
She did.
Blocked.
Juice my display.
Food fight in the cafeteria.
Special note to readers, Kara writes, I would, as usual, embed the entire memo below, but Yahoo's top execs, most especially newly installed general counsel Ron, quote, leaks are uncool, end quote, Bell, have worked themselves into quite a lather over the issue of late. Apparently, according to numerous sources, the company is using all sorts of leak-catching tech tools. Free smartphones aren't as free as you might think, if you catch my drift.
Oh, that would be the first thing I do as a CEO of a company is give every employee, here's your free
bug
phone.
Smartphones.
She did.
And then there'd
said,
be
no
a
more
tiny
Blackberries,
little,
you have
tiny
your
little 8-point font line that just says, yes, we are looking at everything you do.
Does anybody really think this is new? This has been going on for decades.
She also says, I would advise turning the music up loud when whispering in the Sunnyvale HQ. In other words, she's saying they're bugging their
rig offices. The whole building. That's what you should expect.
This is not a new idea.
No.
Is it worth it?
What, to spy on your employees?
Yeah, to keep this, to enforce this kind of security. I could see Apple benefits from not letting product information leak out, but do you really want this kind of?
No.
I think it's counterproductive.
I don't think it's important. I think a lot of times the anticipation of new products, even though, and also there's very few companies, especially if they're at size, if they're big enough, don't have parallel development. And so you could have people giving out these mixed messages, and it makes no sense to the reporters. And, you know, you get, wait a minute, this guy says he's going to do an 8-inch thing, and this guy says 9-inch. I've seen it. It's 9 inches. No, I've seen it. It's 8 inches. Liars.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting that, like, Apple is so committed to secrecy, right? And then they go and sue Samsung, and they're like, here's our secrets,
right.
You know?
Like, I don't think they wanted to reveal those, but I think the
court... It was worth a few billion dollars, I guess.
Was the cost of the court case, yeah. Kara goes on to say, Meyer is, this is from the all hands meeting in the slide deck. Get ready. I'm ready, ready for this one, John. Meyer is planning on doubling down on search. As well as, Yahoo doesn't even have search anymore. They're using Bing.
Yeah. Well, she's going to double down on it. It's going to be Bing, Bing.
Bing, Bing.
That's great. I think anytime someone says that ridiculous phrase, double bing, down, bing. You should take them literally.
Bing, Bing. Oh, Bing, Bing. And advertising platforms, they're going to spend more money on both. Up for a refresh, email. I think that's true. Yahoo Mail is a missed opportunity. Look what Google's done with Gmail. It's been very useful for them.
Yeah, they took it over the business.
Yeah, and Yahoo Mail was
it's reasonable.
The problem is now everybody uses it as their spam address, right? Don't you?
Like, I have Gmail. I don't get spam.
You don't get spam.
No.
But when you sign up for stuff, you don't give them your Gmail address.
Sure.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I give them my regular email address, and I don't care because I don't get spam. Mm. I go through a filtering system. It works quite well.
I think the Serwin Vega subwoofers might have something to do with that.
There is a bunch of stuff in my spam folder, but I never see it. So.
I get awful spam, actually.
Do you?
I use Google Apps for work email, and
doesn't do the same
I
filtering?
Had to turn the spam filtering down because it was filtering all, because I get so many emails from people I've never corresponded with before, so the spam filters are just like, snoop. But that's what I want to get emails from, is like someone sending a tip or a pitch or whatever, and so I turned it down, and now I get awful spam.
Like what? What's awful?
I'll show you.
So your advice is to consult your junk email folders occasionally just to make sure you're not missing stuff.
I would love not, the solution I have now is not good. But they use a Postini for Google Apps. And
Postini,
it's really not
right?
Good. Right. You have to log into this like 1992 interface to sort through your filtered mail, and I was just going to say that.
I use a hand. So somebody's asking in the chat room. I use go to ctyme.com. Mark Perkel, an old timer. He does all the stuff. He basically creates his own system.
It's doing a great job here on the Gmail. I've got email from this. I don't know what language that is.
Hold on a second, folks. This is one of the few times that Leo's actually opened his email to see what's in it.
I'm just looking at the spam folder.
I've got an email from Mitt Romney, Jason Calacanis. It's doing a great job.
I didn't know Calacanis was running for president.
It's secrets of dog training.
Sweet.
Plan the sex of your baby.
Mm.
Three tricks to make coffee super healthy.
It's already pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Quit putting stuff in it.
And an email from Radio Shack. So I think it's doing free electronic cigarette.
Nah.
I shouldn't go in here. I
smoke the real thing.
Do you ever get sucked into your spam?
No.
Time is precious, man.
Well, actually, there's some Nigerian scams that always fascinate me.
I like
especially
spam.
The newer ones.
My name.
I am fascinated by any email, any spam that gets through Google's filter because it's usually something brand new and funky, and it's always kind of interesting
true.
To look at.
That's interesting.
I'll look at that for like 10
You're right.
Seconds.
Gmail does a very good job unless you do what Liz did and turn it off.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to talk
it's
to
also example
find some
source.
Other solution. This is terrible. I mean, I get the same email every day.
Here's one from Mrs. Rosella Johnson. Spam. I'm a dying woman who decided to donate what I have to you.
Sweet. Oh, really? Well, that's good.
I'm 59 years old.
You can beef
just
up the studio.
Don't have.
my lost my husband, info. Left alone, no family. I'll be going in for an operation. I pray I survive.
Then it's addressed to you, Leo Laporte.
But I have decided to donate the sum of $10,500,000 to you for the good work of the Lord. Presently, I have informed my lawyer about my decision in willing this fund to you. Contact my lawyer at yahoo.cn.
Yeah. China.
Yeah. Or you can call his private line if you're interested in carrying out this task. How many people do you think that fools?
A lot.
Enough.
Yeah. In fact, according to a African studies friend of mine, Nigeria actually has it as one of the elements in their gross national product.
No.
Yes. You look into this.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
That's amazing.
It's called the 414 scam, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Secret Service calls it. Because I guess it's based on an old con game.
A lot of people have been, famous people have been suckered by it.
There's something about the written word.
Oh, somebody wants to give me $40 million. That makes sense.
Some people will believe print more than just about anything.
419? Is it 419 or 414? Yeah, it's 414.
414 or 419?
I don't know. Somebody said 419.
I thought it was 414.
Oops.
I'm calling a webpage print. It's kind of dubious at that.
So it's undisclosed recipients. It's like the key.
Who else did you send this to? Come on.
I like it when you get two of them.
Oh. Meyer is apparently
going to
read his.
Pardon me?
It's not somebody else's. It's a 419 scam.
Once in a while, but I'll report
those.
Yeah.
Google it.
It's a 419 scam.
You're right. It's 419 scam. Okay.
I love Twitter.
What does that number come from?
Here's a link to the Wikipedia. The Book of Knowledge.
Yes. The country code, wasn't it?
The 419 refers to the article of Nigerian criminal code dealing with fraud. The scam has been used with fax and traditional mail. And by the way, it was originally used with traditional mail, and those kits are still around. They could get a thing in a package in the mail with all the stuff stamped and seals. I'd love to have one of those.
That'd be great. Anybody get one of those, send them along to John C. Dvorak, along with any cockroaches you have, because he's got a cure. Cockroaches. Marissa Meyer, once again, Yahoo homepage also going to be redesigned to focus on consumer experience.
What does that mean?
She's taking ads off of it. It's more social, more of a dashboard approach than a traditional portal.
Ooh, a dashboard?
Dashboard, not a portal.
Well, that's a real... There's an advancement.
What is the difference between a dashboard and a portal?
Well, one's a dashboard, one's a portal.
AKA None. My Yahoo.
And for this, they're worried about their internal security.
They're working on CORE. This stands for Content Optimization and Relevance Engine.
Ooh.
Relevance.
It's a little Facebook-like, according to some sources, the new homepage. More focused on content and other products that differentiate Yahoo.
Hmm.
She has also decided to back 10 key arenas, including, you'll be glad to know, Flickr.
She's back in Flickr?
Back in Flickr, finance and sports, which are both very strong.
Those are very strong.
Yep.
I agree.
Are they just prepping themselves to be bought by Facebook?
I don't think so anymore. I think, first of all, nobody's going to buy Yahoo.
It's too
You'd
late.
Be nuts. But I think also that you don't hire Marissa Meyer to sell it. You hire Marissa Meyer to turn it around.
All right.
But what? Because her turnaround experience is what?
Zero. Oh,
okay.
But her selling experience is also zero.
Oh,
You don't bring in somebody who's,
So
CEO
when did they bring her
it?
In? Because everyone's all hot and bothered by the fact they brought her. That's great.
She's a brand.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not convinced, and I've yet to see any evidence that she's going to turn it around, but she is a brand, and at the very least, she'll, I think, bring a little cachet to Google. And
well, she's done that.
It'll help with hiring and help with engineers.
It could be.
And the board of directors very much behind her. They showed up for the meeting in purple T-shirts.
Oh.
And they all had, the T-shirts all said Yahoo B-O-D.
Bring your own something?
Yeah. and they're hunting for another superstar for the board. All of this.
How about getting a board member that really knows something about running a company like this?
Well, they got Marissa. That's what her job is. She's...
I always said that they should have had Steve Case. They should have brought him out of retirement, got him out of those cocktail parties. I wrote a column about this.
Founder of AOL.
Yes, I wrote a column about it. They should have brought him out of retirement, get him out of those cocktail parties where he's just enjoying life, getting wasted at these, you've been to these things. You sit around with a martini.
I think we got one going on right now.
Yakking away. And let him run the thing. The guy was always the great, he really had a weird, interesting, very futuristic vision that worked.
Now, I saw him, I saw a picture of him at the airport. What was the cover of Steve K? It just didn't make any sense at all. He's like Betty Crocker.
He's in
Peter
a bunch
Norton.
Of boards and he's hanging out.
He's just a guy.
Nonprofits. Well, he's more than
but
just
you
a
think
guy.
He could be? Do you think he could be a guy who could turn
he's
around a company?
Apparently
like that?
Not interested in the least.
Doesn't want to do it. He's having fun.
Yeah.
Yahoo did bring back their AdSense, which is kind of interesting. They had I didn't know this, but they had a contextual ad network for a long time. And they are, it's called the Yahoo Publisher Network.
I vaguely remember
that. Remember that?
Microsoft did something, too. And the funny thing was, if you tried using any of these things as a blogger, I experimented with all of them. Only the Google one was easy to use.
Yeah.
You could sign up real fast.
It's so easy to use AdSense.
Yeah.
Boom.
You got the code. Boom, yep. You're on. These other guys, well, you know, can you have your bank give us a phone call? You know, kind of thing.
No, it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be hard. We're going to take a break. Liz Gaines is here from All Things D. John C. Dvorak. ChannelDvorak.com. Org.
ChannelDvorak.com. Dvorak.org/blog.
The Real Dvorak on the Twitter. And NoAgendaShow.com. Now twice weekly.
It is. It became twice weekly recently. Thursdays and Sundays at 9 a.m. live. But you can just download the thing. You don't need to.
Oh, but I think you want to listen live. And then you want to become a knight or a producer.
A knight.
I want to be a knight.
You should. Well, we've been wondering when you're
going to. How much to be a knight?
$1,000.
Once or is it
no, just
ongoing?
Once. Then you're a knight.
Forever?
Yeah.
Or is it a year? Like
No. It's not a subscription knight.
Is there a ceremony?
I want to be a knight.
A knight's a knight. You don't,
I want to be a knight.
You can't take your. I've been demanding that we find some process that to remove knights from the round table, but
because it's getting big now. There's a lot of knights.
We got quite a few.
Yeah. So you have a variety of different donation levels. Knight is the highest.
No, knight is an accumulation. You can do whatever you want.
There's knighthood layaway.
Yeah, we have the knighthood layaway. Yes, this is true.
It takes 20 months at $50 a month. Has anybody successfully completed the knighthood layaway?
Yeah, actually about 25 or 30 people.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we can't with the layaway idea because
it's sweet.
It's a lot. It's $1,000 all at once.
Yeah, some people can't afford it. Although most of our listeners are extremely wealthy and extremely intelligent, and many of them just, you know, have quite – they're usually pretty wealthy.
Do I get – I'm going to become a knight. I want to give you a thousand. I'll write you a check before I leave.
Okay.
Do I get any – do I like to get wear a special – badge?
By the end of this year, we still have our knight rings.
I want a ring. I'd love a ring.
Signet rings. No and way. Then but and then next year, we're dropping the rings.
Right. Oh, so I should get it now.
Before January 1st, yes.
I want the ring.
What does it look like?
I don't have one.
It's got to have a decoder or
it's
a whistle.
It's a signet ring. So
is it made of metal?
So yeah, it's backwards. So you, and we give you some wax.
Sealing wax?
Yeah, so you can wax a seal. And every once in a while, we get a letter with one of these seals on it. That's so cool.
This is serious stuff. It's a very interesting business model. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you have to take it seriously.
Here's John Orland's sneak peek at the Yahoo homepage design. Let's see.
It looks like... Oh, I'm not going to say.
Look at TechCrunch. It looks just like Google, and there even has a yeah, I'm feeling that. Lucky.
That looks good. I feel lucky. That's clean. Man, just steal it.
You know, the funny thing was Yahoo started out that way. If you remember back
far
enough.
Were they clean?
It was clean as a whistle.
No.
And it was, yes.
No.
Yeah, it was actually like Google. It had nothing going on. And
it had because it had the it had
the
categories
and stuff, right?
It always had categories.
Right, it had a little bit, but it was really clean compared. It wasn't bare.
A mess.
But true. It was just a little category, so you could because it used to be a catalog.
People are leaving. I'm going to move on. You mind?
I don't blame them.
They're walking out. We gave you beer. Oh, that's why they're leaving.
They came to their senses.
Let's not all crowd the bathroom at once. We're going to talk right now about backup done right. We're going to talk about. Say it with me. Carbonite. Carbonite's online backup. That's automatic. Wait, did you have the wrong one up there? Did I throw you? I'm sorry. Carbonite. That's what we're talking about.
That's right.
I'm doing them out of order. I'm sorry. I warned you. I said I might do them out of order because I'm feeling kind of wacky.
I thought I chose the right one. I didn't.
Carbonite is the best kind of backup. It's automatic, so you don't have to remember it. It's continuous. So when you change a document, it's John's writing a column. You don't want to, like, type, get up, have a cup of coffee, and it's gone, and your backup's now a week old. No, you want to have it backed up right now so you can get back to work. That's what Carbonite does. It's whenever you're online, it's backing up automatically, continuously, uses SSL so you can use it anywhere, even including kind of a, you know, sketch open Wi-Fi access spot, any coffee shop, any hotel. It's completely secure. In fact, there's even Trust No One encryption you can use with Carbonite.com. If you decide, only you have the key, if you decide you really want to protect yourself and your privacy. And all of this, Mac or PC, less than $5 a month. $59 a year per computer. That is a great deal. You can even get your data anytime. You can log on. It's cloud storage, so you can log on to your Carbonite account to any computer. They have smartphone apps, free tablet apps, and there's your stuff. They do have home office, small business, and other plans. You can take a look at those. But no matter what, if you want to try it for free, just go to Carbonite.com and use our offer code TWIT. And you could try it without a credit card, free for 2 weeks. I do encourage you to do that because it, of course, depends upon your bandwidth. So you have to have a sufficient upstream bandwidth and all of that. But, you know, try it. It's very polite. It doesn't get in the way. Doesn't use up your bandwidth. If it sees you're busy or the internet is busy, it just backs down and only backs up when you're not busy. I think you're going to really like this. If you decide to buy it, use TWIT again as the offer code, and you'll get 2 months free, 14 months for the price of 12. Makes it an even better deal. You got to back it up, please. You got to back it up to get it back, so do it right with Carbonite. I had a call on the radio show 2 weeks ago. A guy was sailing on Catalina Island, and his laptop fell overboard. And he said everything was on the laptop. Thank God I had Carbonite because I didn't lose my data. But somewhere in the bottom of the ocean in Catalina Island, there's his laptop. What are you doing these days, Robert Herron? Did you see this story about Japanese television companies? Well, Sharp is what kind of prompted all of this. Sharp is practically bankrupt. They were able to get a loan from Han Hai, from the company that makes a lot of Apple products
exactly.
in China.
If you look at all of the major HDTV manufacturers for the last few years, there are very few of them that actually make a profit on television.
I was shocked to hear that.
I can think of one company, and their profit margin was less than 2%. And that's not a very profitable industry. And if you look at how pricing goes in the retail channels, there is no profit to be had for the people selling the TVs either. So you have companies like, you know, take Best Buy, for example. They're on the ropes.
Because they're the outlet.
Margins are so thin.
Right.
Nobody's making money on this. And so even with the extreme integration for some companies, like take a Samsung in particular, or Sharp, they're making the chips, the panels, every stinking part that goes into it, and yet they're barely turning a profit.
So I thought, Samsung and LG are eating Sharp, Panasonic, and Sony alive, but they're not even doing that well.
No. To my knowledge, most of the TV manufacturers haven't made a profit in about 5 to 7 years.
Holy cow.
Some are taking losses and measured in the billions. A lot of them are. And it's the other companies, the other products that they have in their line. Mobile displays tend to pay for the big screens that we all love. So selling lots of tiny displays at an extreme profit works out a lot better for them. And in the case of Sharp, they're also banking on the fact that their solar technology, which is manufactured very similar to how LCD panels are manufactured, they're number one just about in the world. I can't think of a better company in terms of technology for solar panels. And that could be their saving grace going forward. They have some of the best facilities in the world to make thin film transistors that go into LCD screens and the same tech that goes into solar panels as well. So they need that $4 billion plus loan right now just to float them along until hopefully the market and everything turns around for them. But
it's kind of an amazing number. $4 billion. You borrowed $4 billion.
But you look at the scale of these facilities, and these are measured in how many football fields and how many stories high, and the average facility is on the scale of about 6 to 8 football fields big, and then times that by 4 to 5 stories high. And just extreme amounts of engineering and technology that go into producing this stuff. It's not cheap to do, and the last few years have just been difficult for all of these folks. So
Sony apparently is looking at medical technology.
Anywhere you can basically get a display and charge a premium for it. And in those markets, too, it's a lot easier to charge more in business-to-business transactions than it would be to sell to, you know.
And who would
think
this?
The consumers who spend all their time looking for the best deal to begin with.
Sony is talking to Olympus, asking them to take a $633 million stake in Sony. Sony is talking to Olympus saying, would you buy some of us?
That's weird.
So Robert, is it that the margins are low, or is it that we aren't buying the TVs? We are buying them, aren't we?
We are, and the sales are continuing, but there is no profit to be had. So unless you are one of the biggest of the manufacturers.
How could that happen? Why are they charging so little? Why don't they charge more so they can make, I mean, isn't that bad business?
Well, it's also a game, too. We've been going through the price-fixing scandals for the last decade. Everybody was involved in that, and they've all come to pay their fines for that up to continuing to this day. Also, I have to say that it really comes down to if you can't make money doing this, then, you know, you have to look at what else can you do to keep the company going. And the display technologies, like I said, yeah, the big screen TVs, if you look at where the companies are shifting now to where they're putting their efforts in, it's into the most premium models that they can get a 50% margin on, say. The new largest LCD screens, like Sharp's new 80-inch screen or 90-inch screen, if they can charge $11,000 for a 90-inch screen...
That's a high-margin item.
That's you're going to make a few bucks right. more than selling, say, four 60-inch panels at barely making...
Which so, would be so why Sharp bought the Elite line and the Elite engineers from Panasonic, hoping that they could do a high-margin product.
Mostly, they bought that name more than the engineers, but they are creating...
The name is not enough. You got to have the technology.
So Sony's buying it, Olympus.
No.
No, it's what it says here.
Oh, they want to acquire Olympus for their endoscopes and the other technology. All right, okay. I misread that. I thought it was the other way around.
And Sony got out of manufacturing displays for a while.
Right.
And I'm not sure if they are recovered yet in terms of actually having their own manufacturing capabilities for LCDs or they're out of plasma.
So it's clearly, though, price pressure from Samsung, LG, and then companies like Vizio and Huawei and some of those kind of cheaper companies have really put price pressure on these higher end.
Totally,
companies.
But the Vizios of the world use those other companies you mentioned, their panels, to build their own. So,
doesn't Samsung just basically own the business?
Pretty much,
they make the panels, and now they're moving into chips. OLEDs.
And people, it says in some of these articles, can't tell the difference between the slightly better Panasonic or Sharp or the Japanese displays compared to the Samsungs. So they buy the Samsung.
It's when you're standing there in the store. It
doesn't look that different.
No, they really don't.
But you test these. Do they really have an advantage?
Of course.
Sharp, Sony, and Panasonic are better.
Right now. If I had to go buy one, $2,500 maximum price.
Yeah, I'd say the Panasonic VT50. Or if you had to go Samsung.
I'm not so stupid as I look.
ES8000.
Really?
The two plasmas.
You're saying the Samsung is as good as the Panasonic?
I like Panasonic more because of what they're doing internally. And
now, is this a plasma?
Yeah. They have, you can now control.
It's low power plasmas, the new.
Well, they're lower.
The new ones are.
It's all kind of a joke.
You think it's a bunch of bull crap.
Out of the box, it will have a low power consumption and maybe.
But you're going to crank it up.
And that's always the problem.
Yeah, when you put it into a mode you actually want to watch, and then it's all out the door. But
it's not that expensive.
So the Panasonic VT, those things are like $1,000, aren't they?
No.
The VT50 is a premium.
The VT50.
$35.99 for 65 inches.
Exactly.
But if I don't want 65-inch, I want 55. What's the 55?
500 less.
$2,000?
$2,000.
Oh, really? That little?
Yeah. I want to say I could look it up.
That's what I'd get.
They're nice. No, you want big, John.
Why I like the TVs.
I have a projector. I use my projector.
Right, there you go.
I got 100-inch. Boom. I pull it down. Whop.
Supposedly the new Epson Cinema, CinemaLink projector, very nice for $2,000. They're saying good things about it.
LG's got a cool new projector that has a built-in DTV tuner, but they won't send it out to anyone for review, so it's probably not...
Why would you want a built-in tuner?
Football. Like, you could just take it out in the backyard, put an antenna on it, and boom, you're watching.
Put an antenna on it.
Well...
That's modern.
The antenna.
That's the future. Rabbit ears
I literally have
a UHF single. But you get a big double bow tie thing, and it's a lot
double
better.
Double bow tie.
Yeah. Or even one of the new lights.
I got some cat whiskers for you.
I got an antenna thing. Leaf. You turn the knob, and it tunes it. It's incredible.
Yeah,
I
bet.
Fancy.
Hey, why aren't you going to get a repeater? Why don't we get some winds?
I love my over
the wind system repeater and Petaluma. So we
have
go.
One on the mountain over here in Santa Rosa.
I can't hit it with it. I have the little portable device.
Too hard for you.
I tried a little portable. I came last when I was here 2 weeks ago. I brought the little portable.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You like the wind system? That's what you do.
It's nice. They got some guys on there.
We got the D Star, the APRS. We got some good digital stuff.
So here's the deal.
Wind system is weird because it uses the internet.
No, that's the other one.
That's D-Star?
No, it's Elba. Somebody knows what it is. But anyway, here's the deal. You've got the gear. Yeah. You've got like a...
I got the best gear. I have the best hand equipment.
This is the,
you can... Money you can't the, buy this.
But actually, what you really have...
No antenna.
No, here's what you... But what you really have, because you got the little pot thing, and you got the giant AM transmitter. Why don't we do a separate deal and get an AM station going out of this spot and play all the Twit stuff 24/7 on AM radio?
Then people all over Petaluma could hear it.
But get some firepower. Get some firepower. Get 50,000 watts. You can get down to the Bay Area.
Could you get a 50,000 watt license?
You can shoot right down the Bay. You could hit San Jose from here.
Boom, that would be huge.
You'd hit Mexico.
It would be huge. I could be like Wolfman Jack of tech.
All right, babies. I want you all to go to your window.
Everybody in my family has told me to pester you about this concept because it's needs
everybody
to be done.
Everybody in your family wants everybody. Me to start a radio, an AM radio station?
Yes.
What is wrong with your family? They've been listening to classical music day in and day out.
Discover podcasting.
Well, we've got no cockroaches, though.
No cockroaches?
You got the gear. You know, a transmitter sitting over there.
Here's what I really want to do. I want to get a boat, go out beyond the international limit.
Which is now going to be hundreds of miles thanks to our government.
They keep moving it out.
Yeah.
But then I could do a pirate radio station.
You can do a real radio station. There's so much space now because these guys are going out of business left and right. The opportunity to have a real AM radio station pumping 50,000 watts down the gut.
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Yeah.
I could just go like this.
Hopefully he'll think about this.
And then people could play it, and they would have no cockroaches.
You know, I think you're not taking a suggestion seriously.
You used to be subwoofers?
Here's the deal. You're going to have these podcasts, you get 400,000 people max. You get on one of these big flamethrowers, and you can like pump out. You can have a million people listening to you at the spur of the moment. You can have them take action.
You do know that I'm on 180 radio stations nationwide, 6 hours a week.
You don't like the idea?
No, I do it already.
Yeah, but this is your own AM station. You can, by the way, syndicate yourself. You would have to pay the $25 or whatever it is.
Ren Vera has been calling.
John was watching Pump Up the Volume again.
Pump Up the Volume. Got to fight the powers that be.
Okay.
We're going to take a break because I'm...
Did we just take a break a minute ago?
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we? They're nodding. The audience is going, yeah. You just took a break. All right, I'll move on. Facebook does not have 63.5 million active users in China. I just thought I'd let you know. Somebody said they did. Somebody said they did. A new report published this week suggests China is Twitter's largest global market and that Facebook has 63.5 million users despite both being blocked by the country's internet censorship system.
Hey, now.
According to information from Facebook and other sources, this is almost certainly wrong. It came from eMarketer. That's a well-respected, well-read source.
Yeah.
It does seem a little odd.
Did you see one stat that I thought was interesting this week that you could read about on All Things D?
Yes.
By my fellow reporter, Mike Isaac, was that Instagram actually had more daily usage than Twitter. In August, I think.
Holy
in
cow.
The U.S.
You know, Trey Rackless has been saying this, the great photographer who's been saying this for a while, that we are becoming more nonverbal and more, that it's easier to communicate in a photograph than 140 characters. And I think it's true that we take pictures and that really has become a real form, a medium of communication.
Yeah. You don't have to think of something witty, you know?
You just
capture your surroundings and put a filter on it.
Or you take a witty picture and that speaks 1,000 words. I have a witty picture.
You don't even need to translate pictures.
Let me see if I can find it.
Every language.
It speaks to everyone. I posted this on Instagram. That's not it. My photos. Let me just see if I can find it here. I think this is a witty picture. What do you think? Let me show you the big version of it.
Okay.
So it's a couple posing in front of a plane wreck.
Oh.
That's witty.
Were you at a plane wreck?
No. It's Universal Studios. It's a fake plane wreck.
It says
Steven Spielberg's. They left it. It was from War of the Worlds. He bought a 747, used 747 from like a scrap metal dealer.
If you're outside of Las Vegas, there's a field full of these things.
In Mojave Desert. And they chopped it up.
Yeah.
And they set it up, and it's actually a very, it's kind of an amazing thing to come upon. There's smoke coming out of it. There's destroyed houses behind it and everything.
What was your caption?
No, it was witty by itself.
No caption?
I thought you said I didn't have to write one.
The smiling couple in the carnage.
I think it just said,
it speaks to itself. Now, here's the thing.
I think it's a winner.
Here's the thing. There's people that live up here on the ridge overlooking this.
Oh, this is just out in the open?
Yes. This is their view.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a 747 wreck, and it's huge. It's like a couple of acres.
Yeah. I would complain about this if I lived up there.
Apparently, when they first set it up, pilots flying over it on the way to LAX would phone in, hey, we got a plane down.
Someone in the chat room wants to know if you can see it on Google Maps.
I'm sure you can.
Of course.
If somebody would send me the link, I will see. I wonder if you could see this couple posing.
What about on Apple Maps?
Are they frozen in time, this couple?
Yeah. They're actually fake.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Movie magic that's happening right there. I probably should have gotten the permission of that couple before I posted this.
That's a public place.
There you go. Google killing more things. There's persistent rumor that they're going to kill Feedburner. I don't know how that will happen because so many people use Feedburner.
Yeah.
That if they
well,
kill
they killed
it,
was that on the AdSense for Feeds, which was Feedburner's monetization product that became a Google product.
Yeah. So that means, right, Feedburner's next.
You know what I think is interesting about that, though, is that, like, Twitter basically killed RSS, and Dick Costolo is the CEO of Twitter.
Yes.
Was the CEO of Feedburner.
How interesting.
He's eating himself.
He's eating himself. He's like Ouroboros. Ouroboros. How do you say that?
Ouroboros?
Ouroboros. Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah, the snake that eats itself.
Oh.
Ouroboros.
Huh.
Yummy.
Google announced it's shuttering AdSense for Feeds. That was so that you could put ads in your RSS feeds. We were talking about how easy AdSense was to use. That closes December 3rd. People keep waiting for the other shoe to drop.
You think Feedburner's really going to get shuttered? That doesn't make sense.
Everybody thinks it's going to happen.
Well, that would be they would get I don't think they can do that. And why don't they
can do something just like open source or like make it.
That's what I'm thinking. Why don't you throw stuff into the open source community?
That's how it's used already.
Yeah, just throw it out.
There it is on Google Maps. Oops, I just moved away from it. Let's go back.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's what you see from the air.
Doesn't look anything like an actual wreck.
Have they shot other movies there? Like, is this.
I don't know. They leave it there. See, there's a couple of the engines. It does look like Lost, doesn't it? And then there's these people up on the ridge. And these are, by the way, these are very fancy houses up here on the ridge. They're looking down over. They got a view. That's the view to die for.
Literally.
Literally. What's that out your window? My God, there's a plane down. No, no, it's just Universal Studios.
Have you heard the riddle about how there's like 50 people dead in a cabin in the woods? What happened?
What happened?
It was a plane crash.
That's the riddle?
Yeah. Well, it usually takes you a couple hours of asking questions to get there.
Well, you just spoiled it for us. I'm going to take, after that, I have to take a break. Squarespace.com, the secret behind the best websites in the world. I often wonder, we go to websites all the time and crash them. And I often wonder, why aren't they on the Squarespace? Because I tell you, it's just, you cannot bring a Squarespace. You cannot bring a Squarespace.
You know, we have a website, the noagendashow.com.
Is that on Squarespace?
Yes, it's on Squarespace.
All right, let's see if we can bring it down.
Okay.
And there are thousands of people. I think we have a couple of thousand people in the chat room. There's probably 8,000 or 9,000 people watching. If all of you right now go to noagendashow.com, let's just everybody go there. Let's see if we can bring
pound
the site down.
Just
pound
it
as hard as you can.
Look.
Look at it. It's still snappy and fast. We got to come on. Come on, people. I beg of you, get over there.
There
no,
go.
It's not even slowing down. This is not good.
What do you mean it's not good? It's
oh, it
good.
Is good.
It is good.
Yeah. Squarespace. It's really good.
What's the thing where you can see your live web traffic? Do you have that on?
The live web.
Oh, yeah. You have the stats for your site?
Yeah. What's
oh, Chartbeat, you mean?
Chartbeat, yeah.
Chartbeat's great.
Can you
great.
Pull up your Chartbeat account?
I don't have a Chartbeat account.
Oh, John.
What do I want a Chartbeat account for?
It shows you how many people are on your site right at that moment.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Did you know that your site is automatically mobilized? They use responsive design, so you don't even have to worry about it. When you put images on there, it automatically generates 7 versions, one for each size, so that even from the smallest to the biggest screen, you'll be able to, you'll get exactly, your people get exactly the same site. They'll know what they're going to get. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's an amazing
thing.
It's
astonishing, actually.
You know, and Squarespace, I like the confidence of a company that says, just try it for free. I don't want a credit card. I don't want any personal information. Just go to squarespace.com. Click the try it free button. You got to give them an email address so you can recover your password, your name of your site, and a password. And that's it. And now for 2 weeks, you can use everything on the Squarespace site. You could try the responsive designs, the 50-plus designer templates. The stats are great. I mean, amazing stats. All the import from existing blog sites like Blogger and TypePad and WordPress, but you can also export out so you're never trapped. Google Maps integration. You don't have to use that crappy Apple Maps. Use the Google Maps integration. It's just beautiful. I want you to try it free right now. You don't even use the offer code. Just go to Squarespace and give it a try. If you decide you want to buy, I'll tell you why you want our offer code, because we're going to save you 10% off your first purchase. Now, if you go to the pricing and take a look, they have monthly and also annual. You'll get a bit more bang for your buck on the annual plan because you're going to get 10% off of that, right? And the annual plans include something very nice, a custom domain. So if you've got a .com, .org, .net, .biz, or .info name in mind, you haven't registered it yet, they'll register it for it, you for it and hook it up to the Squarespace site for free. So like noagendashow.com, boom, it just goes there. How's it going? Is it still refreshing? Have we killed the site? No, we can't kill it. Can't kill it. It is. Look at that. Snappy. You know why? Right now, we don't even know it, but the guys at Squarespace are flipping switches to put more bandwidth. More bandwidth. We need more bandwidth. More Somebody's tunes. Hitting the Dvorak site. Turn on the band. The engineers go. They put more coal in the furnace. The turbines spin up.
Hamsters.
And it's just amazing. They never go down. $16 a month, and look what you get. Unlimited pages, unlimited bandwidth. I don't know anybody does this. Unlimited storage. You can have as many contributors as you want, so it's great for a professional magazine or whatever. And all of that for $16 a month when you buy the annual plan. They also have an $8 a month plan. But you're going to get 10% off that first purchase no matter what you buy if you use the offer code TWIT9. That's all I ask is that if you decide to buy TWIT9, but do the free site. And we asked them, and we said, do you mind that everybody's starting sites and like for one-off, like I'm having a party next week, I'm just going to do a
Yeah.
Squarespace. And they said, no, we don't care. It's fine. Everybody start a site. We've got more bandwidth. Use it up. Squarespace.com. Give it a try today. I know you're going to like it. If John used it for No Agenda Show, you know it's good. Because John is a wizard web designer. He is no dilettante when it comes to webs.
We use the templates that they provide.
Interesting article, given what we were talking about. Will TV be Apple's undoing? This is from fortune.cnn.com.
Yeah, I wrote a column off of this column.
So what? Then fill us in. What's the story?
Well, the story, I think he just misses the whole point. That's what I'm thinking.
Again, Philip Elmer DeWitt here.
Well, this is the same article I'm thinking about.
He says Apple, well, actually, he refers back to a very interesting article by Holman Jenkins.
That's the one I was bouncing off of, which says, yeah, this one. This article by Jenkins, he goes on and on about kind of missing the point.
Well, God, I thought it was a very powerful article. So
powerful article. What he claims, it seems to me, is that Apple's going to lose it because this is the iTunes model is not going to work with TV, and they're not going to do the deals, the content deals, and the video business is not like the music business. He says this in there. It's not like the music business that's failing. I'm thinking this is not what Apple TV is about. It's not about selling content. It's about bringing out using the expensive design team that Apple has, world class, by the way, considered one of the best industrial design teams in the world in any company. Just bring out a nice looking TV, put it in the Apple store, because the whole deal right now is retail stores. Apple needs to have another product to sell. Just have it in there. Instead of buying your TV from Costco, you go to Apple store and you buy a really nice LCD, and that's it. There's none of this, all this conjecture about iTunes is nonsense.
But what would be the point of Apple making a TV if they were just making a TV? Like,
because they're a hardware company.
Try to make it.
They're a hardware company. It would be better. It would have integrated Apple TV within it.
Like, isn't that the point of making something new?
Well, Jenkins says that we are in a world where content is king. The company's business model is doomed to failure.
Yeah, this is what they've been saying about Apple since day one. Oh, they should be making software.
But look,
it should be a software company.
They're throwing themselves on the rocks that have killed Panasonic, Sony, and Sharp, not to mention Rocky for Samsung and LG. This is a tough business. Why would they want to be in that?
There are also a whole bunch of mobile manufacturers.
I made the mistake
of
saying this about the smartphone, I might add.
Well, I said the same thing. I said Apple's crazy. Why would you want to do business with AT&T? That's nuts.
It's selling apps, and some people would also like to see Apple just make a better TV as well.
That's what I'm thinking.
Apple is already doing very good things with color control in their current line of products.
But I think that's wishful thinking from Apple fans.
The iPhone 5.
It's not a good business strategy. That's just Apple fans want.
Look, if you've got these stores, you've got to sell something in these stores. Microsoft's heading in the same direction. That's why they're going to bring out more and more hardware.
You're going to see a flurry of Android-based TVs.
Android-based TVs. Well, there's Google TV coming. And LG does that already.
But you can put a stick now into just about any HDMI port.
An MHL stick.
You don't even need that. It'll work. It'll turn any TV with an HDMI port.
You don't have to have MHL?
No.
And then you can run Android apps.
It will run it's a full Android computer on a stick that can be powered off the 5 volts coming from an HDMI port.
Wow.
And there's about 10 people currently making these products because it's like, oh, that's a great idea. Because then you can just slip, have the wireless built into the stick, the networking, everything, have a nice 4.1 experience, plug that into any TV and add that desktop.
Roku's
right
doing
there.
The Roku stick, but that requires, what is an MHL port? That's a powered
HDMI port. It's HDMI that it's a port agnostic. You could have, it could be over what looks like a USB connector. So on one end, you could have USB to HDMI, and the MHL is the transport link between them. It really has nothing to do with the port
itself.
So all
modern HDMI ports then have this capability is what you're saying.
All the new TVs are MHL enabled, so you wouldn't need a converter product.
It stands for Mobile High Definition Link?
Exactly.
Okay.
So
what's cool is this. Well, like this what you just described. Now, Roku's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these phones are. Yours is too, John. That's MHL.
Mini USB to HDMI.
Yeah. You get a USB.
I can talk it out through the hole here.
Man. You can talk through the hole.
It works good. And if you have a Samsung TV, you can just push one button and picture
into, out of.
It already works really well.
Onto your TV.
But actually, you probably would want to use DLNA or some sort of wireless technology.
That works really well already.
Instead of doing a big HDMI connector on here. Totally. But what's cool is the idea.
A big HDMI connector? Well, they're only this big.
Oh, you
got
to have a little USB to HDMI, then HDMI. It's all wires coming out of your phone.
True.
That's crazy.
There are wires.
It's crazy having these wires.
But John, you can get a Roku. It looks like a USB
stick. Yeah, I know. I want to get one of those.
It plugs into your HDMI port. And now, as you said, it's not Android, but it gives you all the Roku capabilities on a TV.
Totally. There's a couple of Kickstarter projects that I've invested in that are doing this very thing right now. Pocket TV is one of them, and the other one, I basically just invested in all. They're like $70 products that are coming down the line right now. And as soon as one of these appeared, it seemed like everyone jumped
on it. I like it that you say you're investing.
It.
You don't get anything from them. I understand that.
I like the investing
You might not
moniker.
Even get a product.
I may not. but they're on version 2, and they're keeping me updated, so I have
you're a backer.
Yeah, you should say you're a backer, and you shouldn't ever brought up that. Sorry. You should just make it sound
so this
like
was,
you know what
this was the Pocket TV. It was they were asking for $100,000. They raised $500,000, a thumb-sized computer.
Just got an update recently. They've stepped it up with more internal storage, a faster processor, and they basically redesigned the whole damn thing.
Right, that's stalled bringing it out.
Of course.
There you have it.
But they're on.
You got to figure it out.
Does it worry you that it's by a company from Dubai called Infinitech?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm wondering why somebody didn't do this sooner, so now you've got everyone else jumping on it. But it was bringing me back to the point that if you're going to have Android TVs, that's kind of a more Wild West environment for software and applications. And iOS, the one thing it does well is I'll hand iOS to my mom. And you know what? I feel fairly safe giving her that environment to play in. There's not a lot that she can totally torch a system with.
But do you think you could you destroy a TV with malware?
Sure. It would be instantly attacked. I mean, you have to assume that's going to happen.
Hopefully, not a good idea.
Well, no, but hopefully the operating system has some built-in good defenses. And, you know, you can protect your Android device nowadays with applications. Or if you don't open it up to, you know, rooting and all the other good stuff, you're saving yourself some
It is
potential
the thing
pain.
That bugs me about Apple TV. If we could just buy apps.
Yeah.
If I could just put HBO Go on an Apple TV.
Well, I have a Roku.
Of course you'll be able to do that.
And you can basically do that. It's just that no one has all the content yet, right? Because
Netflix
started doing really well, so then now
they pulled all the content from Netflix.
But I would be fine with what I currently have now, just with everything, with all the content I could want.
Right.
But the system itself doesn't bother me. Like, you know, I mean, typing with one of those remotes is terrible, but that's okay.
No, but then your Apple mobile device becomes your keyboard or the voice. You could talk to Siri, and it's just going to appear on the screen.
I don't know. Maybe my imagination isn't that great,
voice control
is
awesome.
But I'm close to what I would want.
That kind of dopey round ball, that
Q.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not happening
now. The dead Q.
Well, it's a good thing. I mean, we finally hooked the thing up. It doesn't do anything. But you can talk to it with your Android devices. Yeah. You can type away.
You can fight each other to control the music.
Yeah, but it's just
so
harmony.
What does this mean for Apple TV? I guess it's kind of similar to the iPhone Android.
You have to do it.
That people who want a cleaner, more secure system will still buy Apple TVs. But if people who want, you know, more open system and can do more stuff, they'll get an Android stick.
I think so.
To plug in their TV. Does it mean smart TVs are silly? Because
heck no. The Samsung this year is doing so much cool stuff with their smart TV that people probably aren't even using. They have
Robert? I hate it when my TV says, "Would you like to log into Facebook now?"
That's annoying. I don't do any of that myself.
It
personally.
Does. And I'm trying to watch a show and it says, "You're not logged into Facebook."
I would shoot the thing at the spot.
I turn most of that stuff off. And I'd say that most of the apps I see from the independent offerings from the manufacturers are kind of weak. why they aren't simply offering the apps, the Android marketplace right now.
Right.
It's kind of beyond me. And that, I think, is really what Apple's looking at. And, well, they should be at least. And having their own TV that can just simply take that experience and link it from your mobile devices to the bigger screen.
Awesome. I hope they
make a projector.
I do like this line.
I bet it'll be well calibrated and a really good quality display too, but right. It will be a premium product.
Like this line though from Holman Jenkins' column in which he said, Apple used to be preoccupied with making great products, but increasingly lately it's preoccupied with strategy, which he defines as zero-sum maneuvering versus hated rivals. Is that not accurate?
I think it's an exaggeration.
All right.
I think you could say that any year. Some people would nod and some people would shake their heads.
Okay.
I think it has something to do, too, with the whole Maps fiasco and everyone,
everyone jumps
how difficult that is to do right.
So there's another flaw in Java.
Who's running Java?
Really?
The last week there was a flaw in Java. This week there's a new one that they say could affect as many as a billion users. You know, when you install Java,
everyone.
It says we're on 6 billion machines. Well, it's on everyone from Java 5 right to today's Java. There is a patch that Oracle, did Oracle push out a patch yet or not? I can't remember.
I recently did an update, and I thought it was all automatic.
That was last week's flaw. There's a new flaw.
I figured. For the two things I still use Java for.
I guess, the bottom line. Turn off Java and listen.
Isn't Android mostly a Java environment?
It is.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it means it doesn't impact that.
I'm still a relatively new Android user, so I'm getting up to speed.
That's what Oracle says, right?
All right. Did you see this? Kick to the curb, Kickstarter's hidden waste heap of killed projects. Speaking of Kickstarter.
Yes. I'm sure that's an interesting list.
I don't know, Diaspora, I guess, launched. So I got a Diaspora membership. That was the first Kickstarter thing. The thing that was going to replace Facebook. Now they've gone on to other things.
You were huge on that.
Well, I just wanted something, but it's not. I don't know. It's hopeless. And then I got the Joey bra, which is a bra you can with a pouch, like a baby kangaroo you can stick your iPhone in.
Oh. It's a bra?
That was for boobs.
With a pouch?
It was too small. But everything else I've ever bought on Kickstarter, I've never received anything. But now, apparently, if you go to some, for instance, this Vinted goods, or is that what it's called? Vinted goods? They were going to make vintage-style leather bags. Kickstarter got a cease and desist from another company 10 hours before the project closed, and it was on its way to getting funded. It disappeared, saying this project no longer available.
Yeah.
It was taken down over an intellectual property dispute. It turns out this is not unusual. Kickstarter will take DMCA requests and pull down projects.
I've only gotten into a handful of Kickstarter projects, and just usually products I'm interested in. And
please let me know if you get those sticks. I think that is a great idea.
Those are coming.
I invested in Ouya, and I got some.
Well, I've got this
e-paper
watch.
Maybe you guys should. Never mind.
Pebble. I invested in Pebble.
Oh, I love the Pebble watch.
Yeah. Well, you don't even have the Pebble watch. What do you mean you love?
You love the Pebble watch
in time for Christmas.
You're not going to get a Pebble watch.
You're not
going to
get it.
Ever.
You're the most idealistic person I've ever met.
He's a very
stick. Did you see the charging stand for the iPhone that everyone bought? Like, it was one of these big
hits. And then they changed the connector.
Yeah, so they took forever to manufacture. They're still shipping them out. They still haven't even originally gotten them to all the original backers yet. And now there's a new iPhone. So, like, this... Yeah.
Chasing its tail.
Yeah, okay.
We're still talking about Apple, aren't we?
I don't know why. I can't stop
myself.
Should
find something else to discuss.
How about Audible.com? Do you know audiobooks? Do you love audiobooks? I am a knight of Audible.com.
I have heard of this company.
They're an Amazon company.
They're huge.
I don't know. They've got over 100,000 books. That's pretty big. It's like a really great bookstore with some of your favorite books, but they're read by... Now, see, people are telling me... there's a guy out there who goes in the chat room every time I said, I read a book on Audible, and says, you know, that's like fingers on a blackboard to me. You don't read a book, you listen to a book.
He's right.
He's right. I can't deny it. But I have been reading books on Audible.
No, you've been listening.
I'm
taking up the cudgel.
No.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes, I like it. He's taking up the cudgel. He's going to cudgel me.
You're assaulting
me. I listen to books on Audible, and I love them. I just ordered, and it's my next listen, The book that's blowing the lid off of SEAL Team 6, No Easy Day, the first-hand account of the mission that killed Osama.
Yeah, we saw that guy.
What, you saw him?
Well, he was on 60 Minutes.
What'd you think?
So there's something scammish about the whole thing.
You don't think, well, was he not on SEAL Team 6?
No, he could have been.
Apparently, you can't put it down. Listen. You want to hear? Here, listen. See if you can put this down. Just a little bit. Derived
from unclassified publications and sources. Nothing written here is intended to confirm or deny, officially or unofficially, any events described. Or
try and put that down.
sounds like a disclaimer. Sounds like a terms of service.
It wasn't the best section.
Am I allowed to complain about audiobooks, or
sure,
is all
complain.
Pro audiobook segment?
Do you not like audiobooks? Well, no,
no,
it's an ad,
I had
actually.
A poor audiobook experience.
Well,
which
you didn't
is,
go to Audible.com.
I did. So Audible's integrated with the with iTunes.
Yes.
An Apple device that I have right here.
Or so you can listen to the Audible app.
Right, but I had downloaded it through iTunes.
Yes.
Tina Fey's Bossy Pants, like
very good
a
book.
Year ago.
Highly recommended.
Listen to it. You can't delete it from the phone. You have to go plug your phone into your
computer.
That's
not Audible's fault.
iTunes,
that's Apple's fault.
I said it was an audio books problem.
Okay.
And now I am, every time my phone is like plugged into an audio
Bossy
device and it doesn't
stops.
Know what to play, it just starts playing and Tina Fey is talking.
Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. Now, when I take my phone and plug it into the computer, it shows up as a disk drive, and I can take those books and just delete them.
That's an Android.
Now, that
thing.
Seems to me to be the logical way to go because it has a connector, goes on the computer, it shows the file. I just say erase it, and it erases it. So, you're telling me that Apple doesn't
actually,
do that?
Actually, if you use the Audible app, it makes it very easy.
Well, that's what I should do.
You
should,
and it's
app.
Fantastic. I can delete, I can download even any book as I'm. This is every book I've ever bought on Audible, 500 books over the last 12 years. And any book that I don't, you know, I don't want to listen to, I could just press and hold it and delete it. It's easy as pie. Actually, I haven't downloaded that. But if I had downloaded it, let me pick something I've listened to. I am a big fan. And the nice thing is your library is already here. So every book you've ever listened
seems
to.
Seems as you're backed up.
What do you mean? Like I have too many books?
Yeah.
I do. I love it because I can't stop. So here's what's on my list. The Magic of Reality, The Name of the Wind, The End of Money, Black Beauty, Huckleberry Finn, David Copperfield, Dracula, Ethan Frome. I'm going to read that one of these days. Oh, I can't wait to read this. Grand Pursuit. This is Sylvia Nasser. She wrote A Beautiful Mind. Her new book is A History of Economics.
Yeah, it's I think I'd be riveting.
All right, Mr. Bossy Pants, listen to this. Here's Tina Fey. Every time she gets into her car, for Liz Gaines, here's this.
Oshet Audio presents Bossy Pants.
Bossy Pants.
Written and read by Tina Fey, including bonus material.
Is it giving you chills just to hear
no,
that?
No, because like, it cuts the exact
goes
section.
To where you left off.
Oh, yeah. So you hear like the same sentence over and over again.
It's a
did
really
you enjoy
great
the
chapter
book?
Chapter about her impersonating Tina Fey. Lately, it's been cutting to that, so that's okay.
You enjoyed the book?
Yeah, it was a good book.
It's good. Tina Fey
I'm
reads
done,
it.
Though. I need to get it
You
off.
Mean impersonating Sarah Palin?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because impersonating Tina Fey would be actually kind of easy.
Yeah.
True that.
She wouldn't have to work so hard on that. It is a great book. I highly recommend it. And yes, you can delete it if you want. Just use the Audible app to download it. J.K. Rowling's new novel. Have
somebody
you read
that? Somebody told me that if you have like photos and things on the iPhone, you can't just plug it
actually,
in.
Actually, that's really a pain, the photo stream thing. I keep taking pictures of my butt, and then it goes everywhere. It like goes on the internet. It goes on my TV screensaver. Are we still on?
I fear that feature.
Photo stream is dangerous.
How do you take pictures of your butt?
You don't. I was joking. I did not take pictures.
There's ways.
Butt dialing, butt snapping.
The Casual Vacancy. Yeah, I haven't read this. Do you know anything about J.K. Rowling's first book for grown-ups? Have you heard about anything about
it? Yeah, she's talking about it.
You're wired into the publishing circles.
Yeah, she's got money.
Part one. 6/11. A casual vacancy is deemed to have occurred, A, when a local councillor fails to make his declaration.
I always get the books read by Britishers.
I think that's better.
I think they read so beautifully. They have such lovely, polished, posh accents.
How come you don't...
I should. I'd like to. I would read it just like that. That's why, perhaps, they have not invited me. They don't think that's a good idea. Your accent keeps slipping, they say.
Could you do Russian? Could you read in
sure,
Russian?
Sure, I could read in... Oh, I had somebody in the chat room. No, it was on the Twitter. said, I am Slavic and I am offended by... No, he didn't even say, I am of Slavic descent and I am offended by your Russian accent.
Because he hates the Russians. Of course, most of the Slavs
do. Hate the Russians.
They hate the Russians.
I have people... You watch. There are people in the chat room who will now never listen again because I have done a Russian accent. Anyway, I don't know how I got on this. Audible.com. Here's the deal. Actually, you get two books free, Bossy Pants. You could get that book on the No Easy Day, the firsthand account of the killing of Osama. You could get J.K. Rowling's first novel for adults. They have a Terry Pratchett novel, Dodger, his latest. I love Terry Pratchett. He's still writing. It's kind of about the artful Dodger, but not really. He's a street urchin. Here's the deal. Audible.com/twit2 will give you two books. You're going to sign up for the Platinum account. That's two books a month, but the first month's free. Your first two books are free. You can cancel anytime. The books are yours to keep forever. You could try the Audible app. It's free Android, iPhone, and Windows Phone. Really sweet app. Please give it a try today. Audible.com/twit2. And don't worry, it will not start up in your car whenever you get in.
Okay.
I'm going to show her how to delete it. Or you know what? You just do. You know, it's funny because you never play anything else in your iTunes. Like, why does it always go back to that? Just play a song and then it'll always play that song.
No, I don't know why it always goes back.
It always goes back to that?
Yeah.
I'd get an Android phone if I were you.
All right. I have an Android phone.
Go back to it.
But I plugged it. Yeah. All right. I'll plug in my
There's no problems like that.
I'm not going to get started. Verizon's paying TiVo $250 million on patent litigation. TiVo has found its new business model.
Yeah, I know.
Sue the hell out of everybody.
Well, I think they've got a good business model with that. They did invent the whole idea.
It's great. Verizon.
Replay TV was in the mix. Whatever happened to them? How come they're not suing
people? They sued
people?
Some people. No, they sued some people, too.
Okay.
But then the problem was the motion picture industry sued them, and they had better lawyers or something. TiVo got $500 million from Dish.
Wow.
Yeah, $215 million from AT&T, and now another...
Universe.
Yeah, and now another $250 million. That's almost $1 billion from Verizon.
I've always liked the Dish gun thing better than the other stuff, personally, so I think they can probably afford it.
They are suing
Cisco.
I
want to get a Hopper, the Hopper.
The Hopper. I was surprised. I'm driving through L.A., entertainment capital of the world, and there's a big billboard that says, don't listen to ads, Dish, Hopper. Like it's like throwing it in the face of the. Do it in L.A. Do it in Des Moines. They're throwing it in the face. They're asking
for trouble.
They're asking for trouble. Don't buy a big billboard that says you don't have to watch commercials
ads
anymore.
Ever.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
Napster billboard.
It's a great product.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be around much longer. They're being sued by everybody.
Like Napster.
Yeah, like Napster. Streams of water once flowed on Mars. Oh, I better not say that. We've been doing 2 hours of shows. Everybody's got to get up.
Awesome.
We've been drinking beer. Isn't that cool?
It is.
I think it's bull crap.
Okay. No, it's not. Curiosity is on Mars. They lowered it via strings from a platform like a freaking puppet.
Yeah, and the thing has moved like all of 5 feet so far.
They found
I think it's gone a half a mile. So.
It's moving around.
It's
trucking. Look what it found. It found rivulets.
It found evidence of
looks
water
like cracking
that flowed
to
for
me.
At least
You're just not a geologist.
Years,
so. It says if you were a geologist, John, you would look at that and you say, hey, that's proof positive. Water once ran across the surface of Mars. Those are river rocks, dude.
Apparently, the evidence was so obvious that they... It was the meeting that they did online, the live stream event that they held. It was like one of the reporters just started railing on him. It's like, this is stuff that like a second year geologist in college would have been able to recognize. Like, why didn't you guys just jump up and down and tell us this sooner? It's like, apparently they wanted to be really, really certain and actually get a close up shot of that debris stream.
So when did they first realize it?
Well, the funny thing is,
they picked that landing spot, and because of the way the water looks like it's flowing out of the mountain and everything.
For that reason.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, they had the press conference.
What was liquid CO2? Wouldn't it have the same effect?
No, there's no such thing as liquid CO2. What are you, crazy?
Well, that's true.
How
no
cold
such thing.
Do you think
there
it is?
There could be liquid nitrogen.
It's not
there
minus
is liquid
400
nitrogen.
Degrees.
What about ether?
Water.
So alcohol.
So we got the moon with water. Europa is covered in ice. And
don't
Mars
you
had,
love it, though?
And
that
Mars
they had
the, flowing rivers.
They had the press conference on Thursday, but Curiosity tweeted a day before, I found evidence of an ancient stream bed on Mars. So it was on the Twitter that you found out about
that.
That's
awesome.
I heard,
you know, when I was in Telluride some years ago, there was one of the NASA scientists. This was like 5 or 10 years ago. They said they've always known there's water there.
Oh. Well, why didn't they tell anybody?
No, I think they did, but nobody paid attention until they had the rivulet. Right.
So they had to send a car-sized lab.
Nuclear-powered super.
Well, I guess it was to prove it. I don't know. I still think it's something dubious.
What?
This is just the first step on a long journey here, folks.
We are going to find life on other planets.
Do you guys follow Sarcastic Rover?
No, but
Twitter.com/sarcasticrover.
I definitely do, and I was stoked when I got the push notification that they followed me back.
They followed you back.
Sarcastic Rover follows me.
They have some good taste. So, I do follow a number of strange accounts on Twitter, but don't mistype Twitter.
Congratulations. You've been selected to take
part. Don't mistype Twitter.
What did you do? Oh, you typed, you got the ad.
Where's your Alt F4?
No, I hate that. I am today's 100,000th visitor.
It's unbelievable. What a coincidence.
Sarcastic Rover. Mars rocks are volcanic, by which I mean they're made by volcanoes. But also they have a super short temper. Maybe if I read
maybe
that
try another
word,
one.
It would be funner. Super stoked that NASA has me rubbing up on every rock within every easy reach.
Yeah. Robot humor. I think.
I still prefer the Goldman Sachs elevator Twitter feed.
That's a very good one.
That's got to be.
That's a classic. Urban Outfitters.
Here's a good one. Sarcastic Rover says, just realized I found a river on Mars stuff is probably the high point of my life. So next 30 years should be super fun.
it's like winning the Little League World Series. What do you do for a encore? So GoDaddy is going to patent announcing a domain name registration on a social website.
Man, how is that patentable?
I just read an article that said we should get rid of all patents, not just software patents.
Most people agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems
it's not a radical view.
Wasn't the idea that the patent
was to protect the small guy too, and doesn't protect the small guy?
Doesn't protect anybody. No. It's just a cost.
Choose to beat the small guy into submission.
Burden to innovation.
We'd have cooler stuff without them.
This article. It seemed controversial to me. Jordan Weissman writing in The Atlantic, the case for abolishing all patents. He actually quotes a working paper from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis by two professors at Washington University of St. Louis who argue that any patent system, no matter how well conceived, is bound to devolve into the kind of quagmire we're dealing with today. So it's not software patents, it's just patents. Somebody patented
it's a
time machine, and it went through. They got the patent.
Well, because they went in advance, and then they went back in time, and then they jiggled with the numbers, and then they went returned to their own home time, and that was easy to do.
So you're saying it's working? Did you see Loopers yet?
I heard it's awesome.
It's a great movie.
Is it?
I did not expect anything with Bruce Willis. I thought
12 Monkeys? He's done a lot of good.
He's good.
Films.
No, Bruce is great. In fact, there's a Die Hard
Hudson
moment
Hawk.
Where he shoots all the
Hudson
bad guys.
Hawk is,
Hudson Hawk.
That's the longest disappointing story behind. Ever.
I did like Loopers. I thought it was surprisingly good. Recommend.
So, what do you think of the TV show Revolution?
You know, I didn't see it. Have you seen it?
It's terrible.
It's too bad because it's a great concept.
It's stolen
from
another show. Metafilter went on a rant. They showed the thing that was posted on the internet. You could see the other show, the original pilot from some other guys. The whole idea was stolen.
Well, that's
and
but it could still be a good show.
It sucks. I love the idea. The physics are so bad that it's like it makes you.
Is
itch
that the
to
one where there's the power went out and then it's like 20 years later and Wrigley Field's overgrown?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that show. I like the idea.
The good show is Grimm.
I've heard of none of these
shows.
Yeah,
you like that show? All right.
I don't watch TV.
Grimm.
One M or two?
Two M's.
Two.
Okay.
Because he is a Grimm, but that's interesting because there is such a thing as a Grimm. Not Grimm's Fairy Tales, but it is Grimm's Fairy Tales, but he's a Grimm.
Kind of, yes. Something like that.
I have never watched
it. You should. It's very entertaining.
All right. I think we've really degenerated to the point
where
I should
probably. That's what I'm trying to point out here.
Show off right now. Have you ever seen Vegas, Dan Tana? Great show.
Did you see the new one, the new Vegas?
No.
It's terrible.
Isn't the one where the dude parked his car in his living room?
Where do you find time to watch so much TV, John? You got classical music in the front, TV in the back?
A VHS deck.
I have, we on the No Agenda show, which I'm a part of.
Yes, I've heard
we
that.
Have to get a lot of clips. We have to keep up with the public interest. And we, so I'm.
If I'm a knight.
Constantly looking for stuff.
Do I have to watch TV?
No.
Okay.
We watch so you don't have to.
That's perfect.
There you go.
It's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know it's going to be a very big week when Tom Merritt actually comes in on his day off. To let us know.
Is he here?
Yeah. What's ahead on the week ahead?
Hey, thanks, Leo. Here's a look at some of the stories we'll be keeping an eye on in the week ahead on Tech News Today. Sunday, today, September 30th, Oracle World kicks off.
Lux Oracle Java World.
1. That runs through October 4th. Apple is closing Ping.
Aww.
And iCloud storage gets downgraded today for former Mobile Me subscribers. Now looking ahead, Monday, October 1st, Demo kicks off, runs through October 3rd. The O'Reilly Strata Conference, that's a big data conference, happens in London. 4chan. Turns 9.
Aww.
Happy 9th birthday, 4chan. Happy 4chan. And remember Knoll? K-N-O-L?
No.
Nobody remembers it. Well, it shuts down on October 1st, so don't worry about it. Tuesday, October 2nd, the Nexus 7 goes on sale in Japan. Wednesday, October 3rd, Meg Whitman makes her pitch at the HP Securities Analyst Meeting, and PlayStation Mobile titles go on sale. Ooh. Thursday, October 4th, in Japan, the black PS3 nice. Slim Ooh. System goes on sale. And that is a look at some of the stories we'll be keeping an eye on in the week ahead. Back to you, Leo.
Consoles are dead, right?
Oh,
they're dead.
Gaming consoles?
They're gone. Xbox.
I mean, I'll always love PC gaming, but there's something to be said about it. Just a simple, closed platform.
Really?
Ease of use.
They've just not Although, been able to keep up.
I don't like the whole online community thing of getting harassed by 11-year-olds.
By 12-year-olds, I hate it. I teabag you. Do you even know what that means, sir?
Although I have learned that I can handle just about anything, any profanity directed in my direction pretty well.
Yeah, you do. It is. You do sticks and stones.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what I should do to gird my loins for Twitter.
Twitter.
I should go online and play some Call of Duty.
You've said this phrase before.
Gird my loins.
You don't even know what it means.
Sure I do.
I'm afraid.
I'm going to wrap them in special secret underwear so that I don't get hurt in my loins.
It's magical.
That's what it means.
I don't know what it means.
You gird your loins before you head into battle.
Thinking of gilding.
Oh, okay.
Not gild your loins. That's a different. That's a different game.
Gild your loins.
Gilded my loins.
Where's this guy? He's coming
I'm
over with the gold loins.
I'm not gilding my loins anymore. I don't care.
Okay, I guess that's about it. You know, the Persons of Interest TV show is back on the air.
I hear you like that show.
It's dynamite.
Apparently, a lot of technology in there would kind of make you paranoid about things like, smartphones.
Yes, it would. Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, because they use that technology. But it's a TV show. They're making it up.
Okay.
You think it's real?
It's a documentary.
It's not a documentary.
Yeah. It's on PBS.
I was just at Universal Studios. I know they make this stuff up. Hmm. They make it all up. It's all
fantasy.
Thank you all for being here. John C. Dvorak is at channeldvorak.com. He is also the host of the No Agenda Show, which is now on Thursdays and Sundays on a regular basis.
Yep.
I will soon be a knight, which will give me special privileges and a signet ring and my own sealing wax. Does each knight get a unique sealing wing?
Wing?
Wing? The wing of wax.
A wing?
Yes. Do I get my own sealing wing and sealing wax?
It looks like
the rest of them.
All right. So they're all the same.
Well, you get a little certificate that's got your name on it. That's different.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Dvorak.
It's always a pleasure.
Enjoy your bottle of extra virgin olive oil. I've heard there's a scandal, by the way, that you cannot trust extra virgin olive oil. Much of it is canola oil.
No.
No, that's not. Yes. That's probably not true, generally speaking, if you get from a good source.
Yes.
But you should note that a lot of Italian olive oil is actually not Italian. It just says... unless it says product of Italy, it usually says packed in Italy. And if you look around on the label, that means it's actually coming from Turkey or Spain.
That's fine. As long as there was an olive involved, I'm okay.
I think there's a whole olive oil expose book that came out recently.
I think so. I think a lot of the olive oil that we're buying is not regulated by the olive oil officials. In the U.S. it might be, but, you know.
It's a tragedy.
It's called extra virginity.
See?
That was on.
Okay, well, people should look into this.
It's on cable TV, so you know it's true.
The brazen fraud in the olive oil industry.
Eat a salad.
Brazen.
Brazen.
See? She's a reporter. That's an actual reporter.
I'm just reading off the internet.
Well, that's...
isn't that what most reporters do nowadays?
That's all it takes. I watch Newsroom.
I
know.
How did I miss?
Robert Herron is the man. I'll tell you, you see him on, of course, many shows on Revision 3, still have from time to time on Techzilla, but also you can go to heronfidelity.com.
Yes, thank you very much.
And hire him to calibrate your TV or whatever. Do you calibrate?
I do, all over the Bay Area.
Oh, that's
set
neat.
Up. Help people.
Wouldn't you like this guy to come to your house and say, that's not right?
It can get expensive. But I,
you say that when you come in?
This is going to be very not expensive.
Let's replace everything. You really need more
this
speakers.
This is not a good ad for Aaron Fidelity.
You need four subwoofers.
If you can afford him, he's the best.
Four subwoofers.
Four really? Is optimal.
Four? Four. One on each wall.
Not one?
No, nope, centered on each wall.
But they're not directional. Right,
because it's low. No. You put them in the nulls, though, and it helps cancel out the nulls in the room. And it's magical, I'm telling
four,
you.
Four, so I need three more.
John's rolling with two, and that's a good start. But
there are certain
but
Vegas.
Four. And if you really got the bucks, you just stack four stacks of four. So then it really starts.
This is going to get expensive, isn't it?
Jeez. Sounds so good.
Not to mention the power consumption.
That's
yeah, they can be passive.
Sharp solar products.
Be passive.
SunSnap Solar. Get your stuff rolling. Highest efficiency.
HeronFidelity.com to find out more. And, of course, the great Liz Gaines. Huh. Great to have you from All Things D.
My forgotten tea.
Can I pimp one of my things?
Please, I would love you to. We've been pimping everybody else.
I know, right? I don't give out rings, but All Things D is having a conference that I'm in charge of. It's called Dive Into Mobile. It's in October. It's in New York.
That's awesome.
It's very expensive, but...
But you'll give us a discount.
What is with all these... Hey, it's okay. You don't have to
pay. Rings are the cheapest thing here.
And you're going to get some really awesome stuff in the swag bag. Like
the All Things D conferences are fantastic. Is Dive Into Mobile new, or is this...
This is the second Dive Into Mobile, but it's the first that I am
You get to dive in.
And it's soon.
It's soon. It's in a month.
End of the month.
Where's it going to be?
New York City.
So
Walt Akira will be there, but also Ina Fried.
Ina Fried,
Ina. I always say Ina. Ina wrong. Ina.
Yeah, Ina and I are Liz. Putting it together. We have Andy Rubin is coming. Stephen Elop is coming.
Fabrizio Bloisi.
Yeah, that's the biggest mobile company in South America, Latin America.
Stephen Elop, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this sounds good. So find out more. Dive Into Mobile, Global Edition, New York City, October 29th and 30th at the Museum of Jewish Heritage and the Ritz-Carlton Battery Park.
Do you know what's in the swag bag?
Yeah, she there's knows. Going to be... there's going to be a lot of good stuff, but one thing that I recently heard about that it's pretty super awesome is... a device by one of the speakers we just mentioned that makes really cool devices.
I know what it is.
Hey, Nokia phone.
Windows phone.
It's either that or an Italian phone.
No, Ferrari.
Would you ask the CEO of WhatsApp, who's going to be, I see, on your stage, Jan
yes.
Koum,
about
the security issue of WhatsApp?
Yeah, for sure.
Because there have been security experts who say, this stuff is not encrypted in the least. You could see everything.
Yeah, and their whole shtick is security, right? Because it's a social network where you don't even have an account. It's
I
just
love WhatsApp.
Your phone number. So I definitely want to ask
I use
about
it like
that.
Crazy, and I would like to know about that because it's not the end of the world. It's just chatting.
No, but I think they actually think that they're doing a service for the world because, activists will be able to use WhatsApp instead of Facebook.
Yeah, don't.
So.
If you're an activist, my secure. Advice to you, don't.
Encrypt your data.
We'll see what he has to say for
himself. Yeah, not at least. Not
no, there should be some really good, cool speakers. Like Jan has never really spoken ever.
No, I think that'll be great.
And Xiaomi, which is this Chinese smartphone maker that is making like a top-of-the-line Android smartphone and selling it for $300 unlocked over the internet.
Wow.
And they're just blowing up.
Wow. Ben Lin will be there from Xiaomi.
That's cool. Are you going to have any coverage online, I'm sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Mm.
I like that because you don't stream them live, but you can always watch them after the fact.
Some of it will be streamed, but not every
that's
session.
Fantastic.
Field Trip just loaded itself onto my little phone.
Yeah. See, isn't that cool? You just send it from the web and it just comes and it arrives and it's happy to see you. So there you go. Liz Gaines, thank you so much for being here. Thank you all for joining us. We do Twit at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2000 UTC until the time zone change, the daylight savings time ends. At twit.tv. If you can't watch live, and we love it if you watch live, because it's great feedback from the chat room, and it's always fun to have you here. But if you can't watch live, we do invite you to download an on-demand version, audio and video available at twit.tv shortly after the show concludes, which should happen in the next hour or so. The show concludes, and then we'll do the video. Great to have you all. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Another Twit.
This is amazing.
Yay!